Blog Talk Radio.
ESPN article about your mood swings and stuff like that.
I mean, what do you mean?
Like, what was your reaction to it? Did you think it was unfair? Did you think?
That's the world we live in, man. You know, I wear this professional hat when I come into work. You know, some people in this, you know, environment know a percentage of me. You know, I don't go home with anybody. So I like to keep it that way and keep my life private. And the relationships that I have are very meaningful to me. And that goes back to the importance of self-love. Like, who cares what ESPN says or anyone says? Like, I love myself. I love my family. I love my friends. I love playing basketball. I'm grateful to do it every day. That's going to come with being one of the top players. History has shown you can be the best teammate ever, and someone's still going to say something negative about what you're doing and how you approach your life, and that can't be the importance, you know. If you allow that to infiltrate or get you emotionally invested or respond emotionally, you're going to be right where they want you to be. So, you know, I kind of expect that at this point, for everybody to say things like that, and I'm going to keep on smiling and doing me. You know, I'm happy where I am, and, you know, that comes with it, I guess. You know, they try to tear down some of the most peaceful people in the world still to this day, so it's going to happen.
Kyrie, how are you motivated to change the perception of yourself?
That's another root of human struggle, worrying about other people's perceptions about who you are. Like, why would you ever care about that, you know? And I think that I fell victim to that in my past, of worrying about things that I can't control. You know, if the people understood what words could do to a human being, especially where we are in today's society, then they wouldn't be invested in that. So I'm not here to dispel anything. You can continue to ask other people around me about what they think about me, and continue to write about mood swings. Like, you know, human beings have mood swings. Like, you go home and you're not happy.
Only God can judge us.
That right. Only God, man.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was drawn to the back. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. The bus dirty back, will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed, and hope it's gonna try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man not to fear, but it's my own time doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them with the God. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me. And only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Flatline. I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying near neck and still I can't breathe. Something's evil in my IV, cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, hanging in my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but through the Lord's care. Trying to remember, but it hurts. So I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we dream as we dream in the paranoid state. And I wake, it's a lifetime I hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck me, cause the street got our late pay. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trap. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round straps. It's the police, please try to feed it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
kill me can only make me stronger. I don't see why everybody feel as though they gotta tell me how to live my life. Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving on the realer. But instance, say a player hating monster out to kill you. Put your feet on for bucket and nigga to the pavement. He gon' get me first if I don't get them fools start cranking. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of laws or judges. When we get the rubber going in the cross, that's real. Body, lefty, crept the fuck up on these. So to have a million six, now everybody wanna match. They talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could say the fuck I wish you would. Be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your sex. Knowing you on that paper space. Grass, glass, big swing and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sent the key out. Bitch, remember Tupac and 4K? Them same two brothers got the rulers representing the baby pop. When you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they try to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late-night club, tricks and bugs. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to blow some ball players, stick with pro tech. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. That's real. Only God can judge me. 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 Holy God, man.
People today are taking a great deal of pride in material things, homes and fine cars. But yet few of us can say that we are truly, truly happy. All because we don't devote enough time in the care and preservation of love. That's why we all
put something in your love house.
And your love will
surely grow.
More than you've ever known. I once knew a man who didn't believe that love makes the world go round. Each night he'd leave his woman at home while he waited and left all over town. Yes, he did not. But you see, one day he found out that he really, really needed someone to care. And he went to her for loving. And he found she wasn't mine. I once knew a woman, she passed by every good man she had a chance to meet. You know, a lot of girls are like that. She was looking for a man with money who could play the whole world down at her feet. But she didn't understand that his bank account was overdrawn. And that love ain't holding you together, everything will soon be gone. You got to
put something in your love house.
Yes, you have.
And your love will surely grow.
Your love will surely grow. If you want to be rich in love, you got to save it, never waste it. It's much too hard to replace it. If you want to be the kind of person that's easy to love, do something special to keep your love growing and keep
your love
surely grow. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I'm a witness right now.
99% deep divers of the comments under all of my videos are positive. But there's always the 1% trying to send me bad energy. And I say trying because they're trying to do it, but it doesn't affect me. Like, if you wish me bad luck, or if you send a curse my way, I got news for you. Like, I'm a wizard. I'm born on March 3rd. Like, we just block that shit. Like, oh, oh. It doesn't harm us, baby. Oh, no. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Another glorious day, super hot. The sun is saying hi, by the way. The birds are saying hi, and the cat down the road is saying hi. As we get high, just woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Sending you tons of good ass energy. Deep divers, take that, take that, take that. I put a spell on you. Oh no. And now you're mine. Deep divers, have you been cursed recently? Has someone put a spell on you? Do you keep attracting bad luck into your life? Well, that's the question that came in. Someone's like, Ralph, I don't think I've seen a video from you on curses and bad luck. Please make a video on it. So, deep divers, we've got a whole lot to talk about. How to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Are you ready, deep divers, to be curse-free? To be bad luck-free? Oh, yes, Ralph. So is the cat down the road. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Hey. So, wonderful deep divers, let me share with you what's helped me along my journey to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Now, as a clairvoyant, as somebody who is connected to the spirit realm, you can't curse me. Slow motion this side. You can't send me bad luck because that shit will go right back to you. You don't want to mess around with me. Born on March 3rd at 3:03, the whole universe is working in my favor. I got spirit guides left, right, up, down, protecting me in every single second. That's why I'm good, right? That's why I got a YouTube Gold Award. I've been inspiring millions for years, and I'm still looking good. Deep divers? But what happens when someone sends a curse your way? What happens when someone doesn't wish you well in life? What happens when you are also attracting bad luck? Let me start with this, deep divers. My purpose is bigger than any curse. My purpose is bigger than bad luck. My purpose is bigger than any misfortune. My purpose is bigger than anyone who doesn't wish me well. My purpose is bigger than any obstruction, than any hate, because I came here to do great things, and nobody is going to stop me. Slow motion this side. You see, once you start speaking like that, deep divers, curses and bad luck won't exist in your life. Now, what is a curse? It is a prayer or invocation for harm or injury to someone else. Now, many people invoke negative entities to inflict harm on someone they don't like, right? They do rituals. This actually goes on. So if you've been a victim of that, I'm here to remind you, remind yourself, deep divers, you're not a victim. You are a hero of your own story. Now, to remove a curse or bad luck forever in your life, it starts by realizing this. It only works, deep divers, okay? This is how they get you, okay? It only works if you believe in it, okay? If I was to tell you, deep divers, you're going to be poor all of your life. You're going to be unwell all your life. Bad luck is going to swarm all around you for eternity. Oh no, Ralph. Say it ain't so. Yes, it is so. Now, placebo effect. If you believe in what I'm telling you, you will create that reality. Okay, so it only works if you believe in it. It's all BS, belief systems. Belief is the software that creates our reality. A lot of the times, it works like this. Let's just say your life isn't going great, and you're like, oh my gosh, I think someone cursed me. I think someone sent bad luck my way. Now, if you believe you are going through suffering because of what someone else did to you, or said to you, or is wishing for you, you will create that reality. Deep divers, to remove a curse or bad luck forever. If I'm going through a hard time, I don't say, oh, it's because someone cursed me. I don't even say it's because the universe cursed me. And definitely not because the cat down the road cursed me. I say, it is what it is. I take responsibility and I deal with it. I am the power. I am God. Now, because I've stopped externalizing power, even if a so-called bad thing happens to me, I don't say it's because of someone else or it's because of the universe. No, I say it is what it is. So can you see how I've just removed the curse and bad luck forever? Slow motion this side. Because I have stopped ascribing intent. If you are going through inner turmoil, if everything is breaking, you're holding glasses and they just keep dropping from your hand and you're like, oh my gosh, I think someone's cursed me. Why am I attracting all of this bad luck? If you are ascribing intent, if you're like, oh, maybe it's because they did this to me or they did that to me. Now you feel like a victim. Now you are in their chokehold. I say, actually, no, it's not because of anybody. It just is what it is. So I don't externalize power. How to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Deep divers, there is no bad luck or curse in your life without your permission. Nothing can affect you without your permission. No entity can affect you without your permission. Even your spirit guides, they can help your life, but you have to give your own consent for that to happen. That's why I always invite entities that can help me become my greatest version into my reality. It's the same way when you have negative entities. You give them permission to cast a spell on you. You give them permission to cast a curse on you. You give them permission to send bad luck your way by giving them the authority to do so. They can't do it without your permission. You are the gatekeeper of your own wellness. Okay? So start becoming more aware of that concept to really remove a curse and bad luck from your life forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Deep divers, anytime you feel cursed, like sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, my life is so cursed. I got no followers on YouTube. Is it that bad, deep divers? Look, shit happens every single day. And it's not a matter of good luck or bad luck. It's a learning experience. What? Say it again, Ralph. Shit happens every single day. And it's got nothing to do with good luck or bad luck. It's a learning experience. So if I'm walking and I trip up and I twist my ankle, someone might say, oh, that's bad luck, Ralph. I say, no, it's a learning experience because I wasn't paying attention. So can you see how I've stopped externalizing power, and now I am the power, and therefore there is no curse or bad luck? Can you see that? But if it happened to someone else, they could say, oh, I injured myself because a curse was put on me, or I'm attracting bad luck from someone else who doesn't want to see me win. Right? So all of a sudden, you are making it bigger than it actually is, because you are externalizing your power. You are handing it over to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Realize shit happens. Okay, some people are ill. It doesn't mean they're a bad person, deep divers. It doesn't mean that someone has put a curse on them. It just is what it is, okay? How to remove a curse, deep divers, and bad luck from your life forever. Now, spelling. We are living in a world full of magic. Even the language we use is full of magic. When a child goes to school, they learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. I'm a wizard, deep divers. I'm real good with words. You see, words can heal us or they can hurt us. We say curse words. Do you know why we say curse words? Because words have power. You remember, deep divers, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They lied. Words can hurt you. Because words can heal you, or words can destroy you. How you speak to someone, what you say to them, can bless them, or it can curse them. Okay? And that's where we get the word, the expression, curse words. Okay? So, words have power to remove a curse and bad luck, deep divers, and bad luck forever. Start changing the spelling. Start to change the spelling. Start to change the words you use towards yourself. So if you wake up with an expression like this, I'm no good, I hate myself, I'm a terrible person, I'm not worthy of love, you are actually cursing yourself because it's not helping you become your greatest version. If you say this, however, deep divers, I love myself, I am magnificent, I am worthy of all the abundance in the world, I am healthy, I am thankful to be alive. Can you see now you're blessing yourself and you're removing any curse and bad luck forever just by changing the words you use? And let's just say someone does throw a curse word at you, they hurl it at you, they're like, you mother beep 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 beep. Now you can just say, I don't accept that. Okay, that's how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Say, I do not accept your curse. Then it goes straight back to them and they've got to deal with it. Deep divers, how to remove a curse and bad luck forever, forever. Create your own reality. If you aren't creating your own reality, you are helping build someone else's. And that's why a lot of people attract bad luck and curses, because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people with the wrong state of mind. We can actually make a song of that, right? Realize you are a co-creator. That's what they don't want you to know in this matrix. You can create any reality you want. So, a lot of people can say, I was born into a poor family. I was cursed, right? You've heard a lot of people say this, right, deep divers? I had to pick cockroaches out of my breakfast. I'm cursed, Ralph. I'm always attracting bad luck. Now, another person could go through the exact same experience, but they can rise above it because they can use that hardship and transform it into something beautiful and make it and say, actually, this adversity only made me stronger. Slow motion this side. And that's how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. It's all a matter of perspective. It's all a matter of perception. You see, perception creates your reality. To remove a curse and bad luck forever, start changing your perception. Start changing how you see things. Even if you are going through misfortune right now and suffering, there's always some gold to be... Oh, deep divers. There's always some gold to be extracted from that experience. That's how to remove the curse. And bad luck forever. So if you injured yourself, one might say, oh, I'm cursed, right? But you remove that curse if you say, actually, this injury taught me how to be more careful next time. So instead of saying, why is this happening to me? You say, what is this teaching me? Why is this happening to me? No, you say, what is the universe wanting me to know in this experience? Deep divers, how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Realize this today. Growing up, you could actually reverse the call, right? Reverse charge calls, and they would have to pay for the phone bill, okay? Well, that's how energy works. So if someone is hurling abuse at you, cursing you, what you can do is a reverse charge call, and you send that energy straight back to them, okay? And anytime you have a negative person who is cursing you every single day, sending bad luck to you, negative energy, I want you to be confident during this experience to say, actually, I'm not going to allow them to take away my peace of mind. Learn silence. Now they have to hear themselves, and now you have removed a curse and bad luck forever. It now is a reverse charge call. You are reversing the energy, and they have to deal with a curse they have sent you. Slow motion this side. Deep divers, how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. If you realize that you have the power to mold life into whatever you want, it's the question of where you are placing your focus today. It's the question of what you are feeding in today to determine if the curse will stay with you or not. To remove a curse, deep divers, and bad luck forever, stop feeding into what is not serving you, because if you do, that will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when things aren't going your way, when things are breaking, things are crashing, don't blame yourself. Realize some things are out of our control. Don't take it personally. And all of a sudden, now you feel very powerful because you're like, actually, it's okay. I can bounce back. You see, the curse only affects you when you think, actually, I've been jinxed. Actually, somebody is trying to hurt me. Nobody is trying to hurt you. Only you can hurt you. Because you have that kind of power. Deep divers, how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Let's just say you go on Instagram today, or you go on YouTube and someone has cursed you in the comments section. You mother... Now, if you argue with them, that curse stays with you. You see how it works? If you argue with them and you're vibrating at the same frequency, their bad luck energy can affect you. However, if you rise higher, their lower frequencies can no longer affect you. You see, to remove a curse or bad luck forever, you have to rise to a higher frequency and a higher vibration. The great Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. When you are on the higher plane, on the higher vibration, no curse or bad luck can affect you. Why? Because you are out of their energetic field. There's a reason why in ancient times you had oracles, okay? You had healers who would actually heal the sick with leprosy and all kinds of things. The general public was scared to even touch people with leprosy, but you had these nurses, these healers, these doctors who were able to touch these sick patients. Why didn't they get the... Why? Deep divers, why did not they suffer too? Why didn't they get the disease, deep divers? Why didn't they get the leprosy as well when they touched people with leprosy? Because they were vibrating on a high vibration, deep divers. So realize today, if you want to remove a curse or bad luck forever, what I want you to start doing is to vibrate higher. And we do this 7-day vegan challenge. Shout out to everybody who's putting a delicious mango in their mouth. Start eating to live. If you are eating tortured, butchered animals who didn't want to die all the time, processed meats which cause cancer, you are now inviting bad energy into your space. And that's why a lot of people have bad luck, because they are eating karma. What goes around comes around. So I had to learn this, deep divers. Then I started to eat karma-free foods. Stop eating foods which carry a heavy karmic debt. Because what goes around comes around. If an animal was in pain, which it was, and you are consuming that, that energy is never destroyed. Energy can only be transferred. And that's why a lot of people attract curses and bad luck, because of what they are consuming. Deep divers, how to remove a curse and bad luck forever. Set your intention. Anytime people are trying to send you bad luck or a curse, set your intention, because your intention is more powerful than any curse or bad luck. I want you to say today who you want to be, where you want to be, and who you want to be with. Hold that intention for 30 seconds every single day, and you will remove any curse or bad luck in your life. To remove a curse or bad luck forever, start to change what you are feeding your mind, what you are listening to, what you are looking at, what you are consuming, and start inviting more positive, loving vibrations into your space. You see, a curse and bad luck can only affect you when you are in the lower fear vibration. When you are in the lower fear vibration, that's when curses and bad luck affect you. Or when you are drunk, okay? Now, the alcohol, which is actually the spirits, that's why they call it spirits of negative entities, can affect your body and bring curses to you and bad luck. So you have to free your whole body, purify it every single day, and say, actually, I'm at a high frequency. Nothing below me can affect me, can curse me, can wish me bad luck. Why? Because I came here to shine. Because I came here to shine, deep divers. And that's why we're just saying, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful, deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the amazing good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Got a question, add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. And the model search is on. If you are sexy, ooh, with a lot of heart, DM me on Instagram. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for information like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. Yoo! We are so curse-free and bad luck-free, it's unbelievable. We're just doing a little samba, baby. Peace.
cause concern. It's
boring.
Why don't you listen and learn?
Love seems happy.
That once was strong,
but you seem to try.
Even that turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurting.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doos. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the mission
that the ruler,
you know,
Rick threw,
you know,
and
what,
it's true.
You know what?
Fighting again and you forgot why. Hey kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Hey little boy,
now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust.
You'd steal my wealth
and you'd run and buy some dust and big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at
go
it,
get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
I'm always up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew. Plus,
past the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy through a hole.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Together,
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spite.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes inside.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler
you
Rick threw. And
know,
it's true.
You know what?
Hey young world,
the world is yours.
Hey young world,
royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Harun, and as you guys always know, we are on every weekend, and this is Spiritual Soul Sunday, and I'm joined with Eternal El Bay, guys. And today, what we're going to be talking about is the art of martial arts. So, like, we always think of martial arts, you know, as the fighting and things of that nature. But what we're going to talk about today is just the origin of martial arts. You know, what is behind the martial arts, the craft itself? Why is it important? You know, what's behind the fighting, you know, pretty much. And I know that this was one of Eternal's, you know, topics. And I have another brother who is on here often. You guys know him on the Frequency shows, Mark. You know, Mark also is into the dragon movies and the martial arts, you know, and stuff like that. Bruce Lee. He understood the art, you know, of martial arts, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to, Eternal, you submitted some clips to me and everything, and it was pretty much, you know, just, I think I'm going to drop the clips in the show notes, but I really think that us breaking it down, you know, just, you know, in lecture, you just explain it to us, you know, it's going to be more profound, you know, in doing it that way with this one, for you to break the ice. I think you're unmuted, are you? Okay, yeah, hold on, let me unmute you. Oh, there you go, you're unmuted now. But hold on, before I bring you in a second, guys, Bruce Lee, again, was a good reference, you know, and he always, there's a clip that I'm trying to find for you guys. It's real short, though. And hold on, I hope I have it. There we go. Here we go.
This is what it is, okay? I said empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
All right, be water, my friend. You know, I always reference that one and play that one. Because it's true, guys. Go listen to the Bruce Lee Be Watcher. Go listen to the full interview. Also, Dr. Emoto is good, you know, in addition to what, you know, he means. It's a great research for your own, you guys. But let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Royalty Eternal to you, TTC.
Greetings, brother. Greetings, how you doing?
Greetings. How do I feel today? I don't know how I'm feeling today. I'm just determined. Yeah, determined. Because, you know, we got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So no complaining, sure. No nothing. Just, you know, life is such a grand teacher. You know, like Lauren said, everything is everything. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
yeah.
Determined.
Okay, what will be, you know. And that's
yes,
why we even say the word I say. You know, the word I say becomes
yep.
a... One, where is it going and how is it becoming power? Some people
yep.
love the expression of AXE. The AXE represents act. Like we say Akshay or Ashay or Eshe. So you're hearing the word differently from different dialects. So the dialects are basically the same riff that we all basically speak of, power. You know, how do you have it? And it's usually based off in position. So even no matter what of a position or matter what of a power, when it comes to the extremes, we're now more in tune with could be the absolute, you know, could be. Not saying it's definite. It just could be. Because just like with power, power can be abusive, just like a position. It can also be abusive. So this is why the status of learning martial arts or mental art is amongst us. We all have a coexistence way of living. However, if we never saw the unity in it, this is why conflict of fighting always became the issue. And because we didn't know power, it's more than likely we don't know position. And then so we take this position like in ranks. If you look at the Japanese form, they basically break down the being in order to build up the being. In other words, like if you came to my foundation, right, and I give you 3 days in my foundation, that first day you coming in my foundation, I'm all friendly. I let you all in, let you see what you do and everything, right? And then we say, okay, we're going to lay down and get you up early. I ain't going to tell you what time it is, right? And I said, just make sure you don't have none of the stuff that you should have with you that's, you know what I mean, whatever. And everybody, okay, yeah, I got you. So now you lay down. They already went in through your inspection or whatever because you felt like, dang, it kind of like went through my stuff like that. But, yeah. But then here's the next session they do in the middle of the night session. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute now. That was a little bit rough. And on top of that, you went through my stuff again. Because they're letting you know, I'm going to look behind you and in front of you just to get you to let you know who you are. And at the same time, I'm going to belittle you. So whatever you're saying, if you don't have the appropriate words, you can get hit or you can get maimed for it. So now this is the discipline in the Japanese form. That's how military took it and created that. That's how you got the Fruit of Islam and, you know, connections to when you have an organized group. What style or delivery did they have that they gave it to the audience of us? Now, of course, not all of us are going to be able to face it. But being that they're not able to face it, finding out ways of how to break down a being, and then a being supplied himself with needs, even in survival. They're going to look at those type of soldiers. They're going to look at those type of supreme beings within the group, because not all of them are going to break down. Now, of course, they're expected to see some people break down. That's why we go through these little initiations of ourselves without even realizing we're those people that don't break down. It's more than likely what your mom or your father put you through. But because your mother and your father put you through these things, you didn't know you wasn't going to break down either. It was the idea that you said, man, they ain't going to, you know, take me out like this. And then you realize you're actually going through the process of this training mode, this mental art that you basically discover. Now, of course, you might not even catch it because it's got to be all around you at the whole time. Like, you might have to go through using a knife, cut yourself a couple of times. As the brother said, if you cut yourself, now you know you can bleed. So now what you going to do now? You going to just continually bleed? You going to run and get a Band-Aid? What you going to do? What if you actually stop putting the Band-Aid on it? Is it going to stop? You know what I mean? So there's levels to yourself, how you're going to see yourself, survival, 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 survival. Then you go beyond that word, survival. See, nobody probably faced death good enough, fast enough, quick enough, long enough, or even short enough, where they say, I don't want to die like that. Okay, you shifted it. See, because when you're taking this time, time is an illusion after a while, if you haven't noticed. You might be in a marriage for 5 years, and now you're in a relationship for 5 months. How does that work? Because time is an illusion. Where your God form energy is at is not where your being of yourself right now energy is at. However, y'all have a connection. You're just not seeing how it's connected, which makes it the illusion towards the ego. We think that we have to put more time out of things in order to put more time into things. Now, the illusion is, you could be making too much time into certain things and not doing enough time in the other things. So let's just look at it like this, for instance. I sent you a picture of some squirrels, right? Now I see 3 of them. But it was earlier, I didn't see any of them. But because I put some seeds out, they are all out here now. If you start to do an experiment for yourself, right, to feed the nation, will you know how to do it? If you never started, then maybe you haven't started to know what God-like energy does when they walk around doing what they do. Maybe that's why you say the devil is around. The devil is, you're doing so much focus in that time in a mental fight that you haven't even started your physical fight yet. And to yet say you have a spiritual fight, oh my gosh, what are you working with? I see this holy breath in a lot of our people, but yet they limit their breathing. Like right now, I'm just now taking a breath while I was talking, while I was breathing. Some people can't do that. That makes it harder for them to even have a fight in front of them or dance in front of people or do those extra, what they call ordinary things that they didn't know they could do yet. See, it takes time for your body to catch up with your spiritual and your mental and your physical. There's this quote, into a soul absolutely free from thoughts and emotion, even the tiger finds no room to insert its fierce claws. One in the same breeze passes over the pines on the mountain and the oak trees in the valley. And why do they give different notes? No thinking, no reflecting, perfect emptiness. Yet therein, something moves, following its own course. The eye sees it, but no hands can take hold of it. The moon in the stream. Clouds and mist, they are mid-air transformations. Above them eternally shine the sun and the moon. Victory is for the one, even before the combat. Who has no thought of himself? Abiding in the no-mindedness of great origin. This is a Taoist priest. So when you enter your mind, just like how Bruce Lee was giving you a synopsis of water, you become reflection. So now whatever happens, if someone threw a fist into water, your absorbent water becomes the water in flowing as that fist goes into the water. The contact in itself makes it more parallel to the world switching right before your eyes. So when we look at position and power, someone can throw with speed, but they're not accurate, or accurate, but not speed. So now it does depend on strength. How fast, how fierce is it? But if you know how to move ahead of its time, like how someone would say, they'll go in the room and purposely fall. Now, why do they do that? Why would somebody just fall right on their face in front of everybody? On purpose. The idea is not everybody's going to laugh, but yet this is going to get majority of the crowd, at least 90% of them. 10% is not going to look at that. They're going to think of, wait a minute, is this a foolish act? Or two, did he really fall and hurt himself? This is what we all do. We all basically have a way of, we can't empty our mind enough to where then we finally can empty our mind and then finally can have these decisions in the mind of saying, I'm this person or this person is me, or what do I feel like if I fell in front of someone? And maybe what if I fell in front of somebody and didn't hurt me like the way they laughed at me? That's perfection. You're in the midst of perfection. You're showing what perfection looks like. Not everybody's going to think it's perfect, though. See, when you cut your hand and you're bleeding, you're like, dang, I realized I could bleed. But now you realize you can bleed. That's perfection. At its best. Because now you can say, well, eventually it's going to stop bleeding. Eventually I'm going to heal. I got some cuts in my hands right now. So I already know. This is not something that you just kind of make up. It's programmed in you already. Now you just got to get in tune with your hard wiring to the happiness of your programming. Because I could have been complaining to somebody. I could have showed everybody on Facebook, look at my hand, it's cut. I could have talked about it all day. But I remember putting a Band-Aid at one point when my mom said, you're going to put a Band-Aid on it. But I remember before that, it was a little kiss. Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that, but, you know, you get the kiss before you get the little Band-Aid, or you get the Band-Aid, then the kiss. And then you're like, all that went away. You don't even remember you got that scratch yesterday. You're moving into your mental art, your ways of ability. Like you look at Lei Wu Long or Michelle Yin, young generational feminine energy that was out there, and the characteristics are showing how, and if you really look at it, it gets deeper too, because they're showing you the opposition of what they did to the woman on the martial arts. In the martial arts, they will want to challenge you, to beat you down, so that you wouldn't show that you can be woman. So you had to be more masculine as a woman. That if you look at Avatar, you'll see what's going on. They say, you ain't supposed to be taught. How are you not supposed to be taught? You the one gave us how to eat. We learned how to eat from the woman. The woman taught us that. There won't no man teaching us that. Man don't teach how to eat. Where did etiquette come from? That comes from the woman. You going to tell me a man showed you that? Well, guess what? He got that from a woman. Then you can't get around this, the chicken and the egg. How the egg come out and don't know how to do what it do? Because the chicken, had to be somewhere around. So this hen that was a teenager still had to learn some stuff. See, we eating Cornish hens now. That's how it's kind of corny to how we eating our death of our own gods in front of us. And we're creating this death in front of us. See, the squirrel right now is eating off the earth. The stuff that I got was in a bag that came out of what we call a food and lion put together in the store, grocery market, as we call it. That I didn't create myself, but it's created through the earth. And they dehydrated it and put it in a little bag. I end up buying the bag. It didn't cost me but so much, maybe even $10 out of my life. That we say we pay tithes to, and we go to church every time and think that we're doing something because you hostility in some kind of clothing, spent so much amount of money just somebody could see you put some money into a little bucket that everybody could see you gave to the other people. That now, pretty soon, everybody on a Sunday, same day right now, everybody on a Sunday is passing all that energy and giving it to somebody who don't even like you, ain't helping you not one bit. And this is what you do every day. And you think you're cool with it because you're passing it on. You're saying, I'm helping out the next generation. No, you actually tying the generation that's to come back into slavery, mentally, physically, and spiritually. See, we ain't fed none of these animals. We ain't doing shit that we say we're supposed to be doing. So you really ain't on your game. Not a lot of us is
on
our game.
Hold on, Eternal. Let me pause you right there because this is where I think the rift is between the generations. Because is there a right way to do it? You know, is everything everything? You know what I mean? So like
how can't we change.
I'm sorry?
How are we eating is very, very important. That's your vision. That's your visionary. Why you think our eyes are blind? Why you think 2020 came up and it would say, oh, it's a new vision? What are you talking about? That's you. We're talking about us. We're talking about look at what's going on around us. Look at how these – I got an animal right now eating out of the ground because they buried something a while ago. I'm pulling it back out. I love that. I love to see now how animals actually are around me more because every time we saw an animal, what did we end up doing? Fearing it. Or eating it. You're fearing everything around you. You say, how are we doing it? You got to start loving again. I guess you stop loving yourself and you stop loving everything else around you. You don't love no squirrels. You don't love the birds. You think that because they take a dump on your car, you had a bad day. Someone else said it was good luck. Now you don't know the difference. But at the same time, did you feed the bird? Maybe if you fed the bird won't take a dump on your car. How much do we really have
Eternal,
with the honor of everything? That's all I'm saying. Just
Eternal,
start honoring it, and you see what happens.
Eternal, in that, ahead, I must say that for the airways, Eternal. You know, I must say that for the airways, is that I don't want any generation or anybody feeling a type of way for a projection in which they are. You have to grow to learn to that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people feeling a type of way because they're not, you know what I mean?
Of course. Now, truth is going to be hurtful to people who don't know truth. That's all I'm saying. And it is not going to be hurtful to get your emotions riled up. It's to let you know you do have emotions, though. Start using it. Using it for the better, not for the worse. Because we do have negative bias. As soon as someone says something, oh, I don't like him because he said this. I don't like you because this is how you said it. I'm not arrogant. I don't want to be arrogant. Arrogant is another word of ignorance towards how you really know your culture. We got to start knowing our culture more. Get more involved. Love your whatever this is we're around instead of hating it. We got trees all around us giving us more energy than ourselves. If we can know that better, we can be more humble at it. like the painting I did outside was usually in my house at one point, but then I took it out because I was going to move out of here. But then I said, let me just leave it outside. Now that I see it outside, when I said I sent you that picture was something I put together when I got out of divorce and still was like, I got pain going on. I need to draw something. And I drew this. And I just kept drawing things like this. And then my son said, why are you drawing this? I said, I don't know. Until I stop, I don't know. I'm going to just keep drawing it. And so I kept drawing it. And now I got it on this, like a, it's actually a car, it's a piece of wood that someone would just typically throw away. Now, I wasn't really deep on it at that point. What I'm saying, if you start to in-tune yourself, your in-tune self starts talking to you. Your God that you speak of is going to come out and start talking to you in different ways. You didn't even know you was going to be opening these doors because you wanted to see something different. If you're tired of seeing the same thing, all right, start doing something different. Like, for some reason, now I got that same, you know, pain I'm looking at that I did years back is next to a tree, and the squirrel is right on it right now. Same position I took that picture that I sent to you. And that was like, what, maybe 4 days, 5 days back. Now, why would he go back up there? Because I drew it. But that's not a reason why he up there, because I just fed him just a second ago. Now he's in remembrance of me. I didn't mean to do that, but it happened. It was like, oh, that's how these parallel worlds work. First, you probably got to have something that you drew as an image that you really loved, and you just got to get in tune with it. You made it an image so strong that you'll pass it on, you'll give it to somebody for free. You might put it on Facebook, whatever. But it's an image. And now, put some seeds around that image. See what happens. See who come over there and respect it just like you did. Now you're starting to see what a godlike energy can do. If we don't do no godlike energy, we feel like, man, where's God at? Well, the devil is definitely close by. If you don't see no guys around, what's going on? And this is what we got to work on, all of us. I've got it. I feel like I was freaking the devil's son for the longest, and I couldn't figure it out. Shoot, my afterlife, I was albino. I ain't know that, but I'm learning it now because it's the year of the rabbit. I came in the year of the rabbit. I said, wait a minute, what's this rabbit got to do anything? And then I see Alice in Wonderland. What does Alice got to do anything? Hold up. What does this Snow White got to do anything? What does this Seven Dwarfs got to do anything? I'm just like, what is this? What all the what's? See, when you start questioning it, you're going to get your answers. Oh, yeah, you're going to get them answers. They ain't going to slap you in the face after a while. Then you're going to be like, God dang it. That's a I don't even want that anymore. You imagine you get up, right, and you wipe your butt. How long does it take to wipe your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we're getting
not
personal
long.
Right now. How long does it take to wipe your butt? Not long. You serious? It take me a minute. I'll be like, look, let me wipe this down. I'm going to wet it. I'm going to go back at it again. Because, see, I don't know about you, but when I was a baby, I couldn't wipe my butt. When you had your stuff come out, you was like, hey, somebody, come get this diaper off of me. You going to get this off of me. Because you know it turns the rash and all this other stuff, the raw and a rash on your butt. Yeah, it start to go bad on you. You start to stink. You don't even like the smell. You know, some of us right now, we still don't like our smell. Let me get an incense before I walk up in here. Or don't care. Now, that's a little deep. You don't care for the next person going in there? Whew, I'm sorry for you. You should have got the warning before you walked in there. But anyway, what I'm stating is, water in that bathroom, let's see hotels. Because hotels do it, too. They hold in the tail of the thought. Didn't even think about it. But it's all motel in the thought, too. So they now made the motel. And now you go in there, you wet up some kind of, you got to wet it up, wipe it. What are you going to do, rough all the time? That's not good either. That's not good. And then what if it's not scented and unscented concepts? See, we might not even know what kind of tissue we putting on our butt. Yet this is what we put on our butt. The same thing we're putting in our mouth. We take it out and putting in, wiping it. There's a whole bunch of stuff going. And then women, y'all gotta have the actual Pampers. I mean, not the Pampers, the I'm just trying to get the word out. The period connection pads. But the pyramid, you're having a pyramid moment, and you're having what they done did is put recycled tissue, recycled trash in a maxi pad. I'm calling it a maxi of the pad. How do they do that? But that's the axe. M with an axe. The mom with an axe. You don't want to cut your power down. This is your mental art that you didn't know about. You got to start having some nourishing pads, because what the freak is this? They messing us up all the way around from our head to our tail. So now if we are really, you know, working on our wiping our butt and drinking the water, we could really kind of start giving our own self mechanism a self-defense. And we could start to write down some things that may be a little different. We might not have to drink the same fluoride that they've been doing since the Nazis and having them being submissive to everything. And that toothpaste that's got fluoride in it that's now submissive to everything. We're still running into stuff that's making us submissive to everything. You go to Walmart, you start to look like everybody that came from Walmart. Yep, that's what they're doing. They're setting you up for a concentration camp. You might not be paying attention to it, but you're doing it. Oh, everybody going to church? I don't mind you going to church. I just need you to see a little bit better while you're walking in there. That's all. Open your eyes a little bit stronger than you usually do. Don't just walk in on a regular old day. Just start looking at some shapes. They've been talking to you a long time ago. You just ain't been paying attention to them. You're just like, oh, I'm here. I did the thing. Mama want me in here. My daddy want me. I'm here. But where are you? See, you're a present. If you're not a gift, you ain't seen it yet. And you don't know how to use it yet. And so your power is still within yourself. And you just ain't pulled it out yet. I guess you're waiting for fear to kick in your butt so you can start to see where God is at. Because that's what they say, fear God, right? Well, you were in the fear of God for 3 generation fold, and here's your 4th. Now, you waiting to come out? I don't know. Pretty soon, they're going to be waiting for you to come out. But by then, you probably ain't going to know how to train yourself and do none of the things that God would be doing once you start to be realizing they got some God energy. Yep. You'd be like, the freak happened. I just had it. Well, look at Avatar, and you start to learn a little better. They got it in the cartoons for these children to see it. I guess they wanted to say, let's see, we're going to speed past them since they're ignorant by now. We're going to put it in the children. But then by the time they get older, they're going to forget, and they're going to be back to ignorant, and then be like, aha, they will never know. And we did give them the truth, just that they got ignorant by the time they really figured out what it was. It's too late then. But if it's first and they see it first, then we all right. We good. We did the sun deceiver just like the moon deceiver. Now, if you look at the left and the right of yourself, your hemispheres are always talking to you. One might be talking in a different, you know, vortex. And now you start to say, this is dyslexia. They did it on what we call, what's the movie? Collateral Beauty. If anybody's seen that yet, I need y'all to step right on in there, go and watch that movie. It's on Netflix. That's how, you know, Chris Rock kind of giving y'all the little side hit after he got slapped to give y'all another outlet to look at. Don't just keep looking at what you're seeing. Look at what you're not seeing. He said on Netflix, we get high and we go and jump up in there and we kind of forget what's going on in society. But in there, they got the fantastic fungi that let you know about the mushrooms. They tapping you in. You think martial arts is something? Wait till you get in your brain and then start learning your martial arts. Ooh-wee! You done messed up now. You done really messed up now. This is how you learn your herbs. This is how you got into the herbs and learn your superb energy. But anyway, I'm digressing. Collateral Beauty. See, now me, I've experienced a child not living. So it's a little bit more important than how most people think that men say, oh, men leave the woman. Yeah, okay, whatever. You think that way. How about did you look at the generation of the fathers before that? We ain't talking about that yet. Okay, let's go on back there then. Let's go and talk about where the father was the grandfather and before the grandfather was the, you know, great-grandfather. All of them kind of like wiped out by now, right? You ain't hardly got any of them left around, do you? Okay, because of the body's been depleted on certain things that we've been eating since generations unfolded. Yet all this stuff was inventions that we created. So now how did we get messed up in this? Maybe because of the health. Oh, no. It is the health. It is the stress. The body has to have a urination. The urination. Ura, ra, being in the middle of the IN, urination. Without that, the urinal is going to go bad all day, and it's attacking your bladders and your kidneys. So you're fighting really yourself every day that you get up out of that bed. But if you be dead out of your thoughts, then this is why it starts that way. Good morning, morning, morning. Don't mourn people. Why are you mourning people? Why don't you get them a little bit live energy, like you got a charge, like a bull, because that's what the bull's all about. Bulls use the Taurus energy, terrain, to the throat. But it's also Aries that arise your energy. So now how do you use all the constellational parts? Because they ain't just one and two, but they made it a domination to one and two, and now everybody thinks it's just, oh, it's just me. I'm the only zodiac. Oh, I don't like zodiacs. Whoa, you came in 9 months birth. So you need to know 12 months to the earth. And on top of that, 13 moon cycles. So you really know who you are. See, Jesus went at 12 and the Avatar went at 12. But each time I hear this 12, it sounds like me. Now, wait a minute now. Somebody got a story that we got all the stories to, but we ain't looking at it from our point of view in the story. Then there's a miss in your story. Catch it, don't catch it. Catch it, don't catch it. Catch it, don't. Oh, he's in refusal. That's why he ain't learning yet. And pretty soon we're going to give it to him another year around, see if he can. Oh, keep it going, keep it going. Eons. They say the gods come in quick seconds while you still standing there looking at for years and not see light being speed or time or measure. That's why we got to learn this stuff. This is our geometry. This is our mathematics. This is how we really got to learn how to throw something, right, in a round form just so it could land that was supposed to be straight across over there. Yep, that's mathematics. We have to go back to 3, 2, 1. Contact. It's the nation. It's the whatever you call it, contact. Yeah, I was watching that when I was a child. I didn't even know that's what they were wanting to do, but they were talking about robotics. See, it got quicker into the talking about the knowledge, and then it went right into the robotics. Yep, and then had a brother on top of that nerve of them. Have a brother say, I am, blah, 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 when it's the robot speaking for him. And I'm like, come on, ventriloquist. We got to use this form of magic to make us still feel our lower self before we even see our higher self. Now, back to the grandfathers. The great-grandfathers are out because they had the great-grandmamas that was feeding them how to stay on the herbs. So when it came down to martial arts, they could do a whole bunch of stuff off of teas alone, let alone everything else that was coming around. So when we take out the women, we take out a nation. I think women ain't right yet. They working on it. I see them. I see y'all. Y'all in the paint. I see y'all in the paint. You got to do a little bit more, though. You got to do a little bit more. I see my grandma now. I see my mama. I don't see my great-grandmama. She's been gone. But it's okay.
You better not tell the women that eternal. Women got banned.
We still there. Well, we still there. I say we still there. I gotta stay present, brother. I ain't in the past now. I can be stuck in the past. And then the past won't last either. Then I get beat up in the present. Because you know they did a great job with that brother named Kevin Samuels. Whew.
Oh,
whew.
Lord.
The energy went tower on that, didn't it? This is how you know you can't attack the women in order to get the answers out to the women. Because that's not how they're going to want you to deliver it. See, there's a postman, and then there's also the mailman. There's two different people, men, there, right there. When we say admin, okay.
You said something very vital. We got to talk about it.
Go ahead. Don't get it.
That's not how they will want you to deliver it. So they want a comfort delivery. So, I mean... You know, many women didn't like
you
that.
You said grace, right?
So, I mean, what again?
You know grace?
Is there a right way?
Okay, well, do you know grace?
Grace, as in this what
if
grace
you don't know
means?
Grace, you don't know time. If you don't know grace, it's okay. Like how you know time. You can't have one without the other. That's why Oshun is the most powerful right here on this earth right now with the yellow. And the green coming from Ogun, her brother. You know? This is how we start to see, oh, this is why the pathway ain't open yet or developed, because we still in the trickster stage. We still in the legba. We ain't got to Obatala because that was the beginning. But how the beginning started? Because of Ashango. We saw it as Shango because we didn't say, oh, shoot, wait a minute. That's the star. That's the sun. Nope. That's not you yet. You ain't learning yet. You don't know thyself yet. How you going to get anywhere? You're still looking past your nose. You can't see because you got nose on everything. Even though you can't breathe it, can't smell it, can't taste it, can't touch it, can't feel it. You know, most of our brothers, they don't even know how to talk to a woman to get in her pants. What are they doing that anyway already? See, it's unemployment to our science. The woman gave us enough permission to be here. Yet we ain't here yet. We still in the past, talking about present. I can't even be present because I don't know past becoming the future. I didn't get the history books, but the history books are laid all over the place. We ain't even picked not one up. I had a brother say, show me how to get to that manpower. I said, bro, first of all, because I'm looking at your eyes, it's looking pretty red. That's already telling me your bloodstream ain't really good when your eyes ain't clear enough. And this is the beginning of the day. So what was you doing yesterday?
Eternal.
I don't even want to talk
Eternal.
About it.
Let me say something very, I feel that very common. I don't feel, even for myself, or I don't feel that like an old paradigm or teaching and understanding is true. I think that we should take, you know, from it, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that is of value, a lot of the stuff in which we teach. But I don't think the younger generations or the elders to come are going to adhere to that.
Well, if you push the button that's limited, that's like talking to a child, right? And you're limiting the child. If you don't know the child got a left hand, you're going to teach the child only the right hand. Then the child going to grow up mad at you because you only taught them how to use the right hand and not the left.
Something's off.
It's a point of like breathing. Like check this out. Breathing don't come from good and bad. Breathing comes from just doing it and being it. Once we see the doing it and being it, it becomes whatever it is. I can't even tell you all horseshoes. I can't tell you all seahorses that pregnate is going to be boys. It could be a girl. It could be a boy and a girl, you know. So just like plants, if we look at plants actually show that there are two sides to the plant. It has ovaries and it has testes. So it has two components before it becomes one, which is already one because we just didn't see it as one. But we separated it as two. This is why the gender has to unfold itself. Otherwise, what you're speaking of is like saying, put the spell into a curse, and not a curse is the course. Now, everybody's not going in that same course, but they're going to find it, of course. Don't mean that they're going to be stuck in that course. It's just a course nonetheless. So now, it's just like the good and the bad. Can I come out of it? Do I really got more heart to actually say, light my feather up just as like I light my heart up? Because, see, I can get mad at learning good stuff, but also get mad because I had to learn it that way. Right?
Right.
So, no, either way, I'm still mad. That means I didn't really achieve nothing. If I say I passed this test, it's because I wanted to pass it. But now, what is the aggression for passing the test, though? That's the issue. See, well, you can't attack the parasite in the body until you let the being know that you got parasites. And then, wait a minute, I got parasites? Hold up, what you mean I got parasites? Now I got to talk about the parasites in thought. This is why it became a mental art before it became a physical art. The imagination has to be there, right? The intellectual is already there. Now I just got to match up the imagination with the intellectual side. And now the initiation for yourself will start to develop. I ain't got to do none of this stuff. The Ankh came to me, right? I drew it. I didn't know nothing about the Ankh. But then I said, I got high blood pressure. What the freak? Wait a minute. I drew this Ankh. I had high blood pressure. What does it got to do with anything? But the Ankh was a part of the anchor. I was looking at Popeye. He had one eye. He always used one eye. He was using the pipe, and he was always using green in it. I couldn't figure that out either. Then all of a sudden, I see people talking about you smoke cannabis. I said, wait a minute, what does that got to do with Popeye? But then all of it matched up. You didn't see him light that up, did you? Oh, you did see him light it up. Sometimes it was already lit. I'm like, God dang, they over here threw marijuana in my face and I didn't even see it. We talking about New Orleans music, jazz. We talking about how cannabis was the mainstream of how things was running. They be out there for hours playing music. They was like, yo, nonstop, yo, we could do this. Then the hippies got caught too with it. And then it was like, yo, that's too much. Let's go and throw these other synthesized stuff so we can mess it up. We got young brothers right now knowing how to do this cannabis, growing it right now. It's now more, they got no choice but to break down and say finalize it because you're still, we can't blind them off of hemp. Hemp is curing the world. The drinking of hemp cures the world. Making rope out of it. This actually breaks down the industrial from the industrious. You think these children ain't saying nothing about that? I think they are. They tired of it. They're actually coming out of the system and creating their own system. I got a sister right now. She just bought an RV. She's
create,
on the land,
you said something key. You said something key. They're creating their own system. They're doing it their way. That's my point.
That's the mental art. That's the imagination.
Right.
That's the intellect. That's the initiation. That's going to always be there. But if they feel dead, tired, broke down because they're hearing granddad, grandma, they dying, and oh, shoot. How early did they die? Then you find out somebody, aunt, somebody, uncle, they going, oh, wait a minute now. It's getting a little closer. And you start seeing you getting closer to your family. Oh, wait a minute. I got to start waking up here because this is what we are. We're sources of energy. So the more you ain't paying attention, okay, keep not paying attention. We got something for you for that. So you like to be on one side of the dimension, and you didn't realize the other dimension is still helping you on that side. So now you might be getting favored off of one and not the other. You might have been doing so much to retire yourself that once you retire, you pass away. Because you ain't been doing nothing else. You've been doing this for your job, this for your job, this for your – what do you do for yourself? Have you done anything for yourself? Have you started healing yourself while you're doing this job thing? Maybe you're doing the job to sacrifice the other side when you ain't realize you ain't do no honoring yet. And maybe that's why all this stuff ain't working in your benefits. Maybe we need to start, as I'm saying it, as a clue, honoring certain things so that way you can see a difference happening in your results. Maybe take a bath. You ain't took a bath in a while? Well, take a bath. See what happens. Throw some of that Epsom salt. Why is it called Epsom salt? Because it's crystals. You know, put that silicone back to your body. You might be depleted a little bit. Didn't know that. Aromatherapy. Put some different oils. Check your birthday out, right? Put some oils that your body favors, not just your mind and how you smell, how it smells and how it looks, because I know we like the Paris Hilton and all the other stuff. However, we can go deeper than this. We can go into the origin and just get some citronella. You know, some I don't know. You might like lavender. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know that. Man, I need to put this on me every day. Because guess what? You're now protecting yourself. You're now doing the mental art that they've been talking to you long time ago. You just weren't looking at it like you should have been. They put the dragon in front of you for a reason. Because we the dragon people. We've been just dragging our tail for the longest as well, too. So now it's like, do you get up? Do you fly? What do you do? What do you do call flying? You know they got a dragon flying right next to you. Are you scared of it? Don't be scared of it anymore. Matter of fact, start drawing whatever you're afraid of. Do that. Change your fears. You been in this fear for this long? Don't face them. I get a spider hit me every time I feel like I want to go outside, and I ain't afraid of it no more. At first, I was like, yo, what the? It's a spider. It's like legs and blah. But then I hear everybody else, and like, well, it's not that bad. Then they said, yo, I got this spider. Come get it for me. What the heck? Okay, I'll go over here and help. And then it was, I had to be a benefit to them. And then after a while, I said, wait a minute now. I need to start facing this
change
stuff myself
perception.
Because I'm the one facing it. I don't even know
change
I'm facing
perception
it like that. The perception
changes.
Changing
your perception is what? Yeah.
When your conception changes and your deception changes. Because you got to start, you got to begin, you got to start doing some pieces. You can't just be on the first grade doing third grade work. Well, step one is step one at stage one, not step three on stage three. You got to get to three, too. You can't just stay at one. You can't just be comfortable. You got to see, this is where we started at. Remember, I gave all the words. There's nine ways to life. If you ain't got a pencil and pad, go and get it right now. Nine ways. I'll give you a couple seconds. Nine ways to life. I'm going to start them off because this is how I ended up figuring it out with my mother. She's 9. She gave me the Sagittarius energy to figure this out, to see it. All right, here we go. You ready? First word, conception. Because, of course, you know, birth. You got to think birth is going to, you know, I'm here. What I'm going to do now? But now that you got conception, you also see inception. How did I get here? Now I really got to see what the two is out of this one thing that I came from concept. And then there's perception. Now, of course, this perception means like how everybody got the 13th Amendment that we got fooled at. We ain't got to keep going with that one because I was like, whew, what the heck? Okay, anyway. Deception, that's why that happened. There's a fourth level to this. See the fire, earth, air, and rain. How did this fear change us? Well, it's a certain thing that we call reception. Your reception, your reciprocity, it might not come back how you thought it was because you was a soldier. You fought it for all the long haul, and then all of a sudden, with my hand out, you got bones and a biscuit. God dang it. So now there's interception. Somebody must have got in between. Maybe said, he ain't all that, and he doing it only for this. So now they kind of like try to side you out, try to cut your guard off. So that's why it's an interception at 6. So we didn't know about Mary. Everybody knows the familiar conversation. They just didn't put it in their own little kind of way of looking at it. It's okay, though. It's all right. You're still learning. And then there's 7. How does 7 get into it? By it being an interception. You got to go into yourself. You can't just keep going all out here thinking everybody's going to help you. You're going to do, yeah, we love you. We love you. Stab, stab, stab. We love you. We love you. Turn around. Oh, shoot. Martial arts, mental art. So now interception becomes, okay, now I don't accept. That's the EX, how you cut it down, slice it. Because you don't accept that no more. That's where the X become an 8. So you got to relate to certain things. You ain't relate to nothing. It's like you just got started. You know, you want to do some painting, and all you've been doing is crayons. You might have to get started first before you say, hey, man, I'm about to paint you up something, and you can pay me. I can't pay you. Well, how would you, know about it? If you painted it, you do, what you do, acrylic? You got watercolor? What you got? Oh, now you don't know nothing. See, that's where the issue starts right there. So now is how do you accept? A-C-C, the exception word. You know, because now you can accept that you're not at that level yet. I'm here. I'm at the crayons. Once I do the crayon level, bro, I got you, though. You know, might be this one. I'll just do this for right now, learning it. And, you know, I charge you from what I see and how I, you know, whatever. I don't know how you're going to do it. But it's that right there is going to be based on your spiritual side. How much do you think you can con the people that can con you? That's the Elegba. That's the issues that most people have because they don't know how to get. I don't want to give them too much. Dang, I tricked myself. I don't want to. I tricked them. Ha-ha. That's what I wanted to do. No, you might not want to do that either because somebody else is going to come back and trick you. See, that's where the fox and the wolf start having issues. Yeah, they took from the chicken, the little chicken egg or the chicken hen, and, it, you know, the rooster was there, but he's like, oh, I'm going to get this fox chicken. Fox real slick. But the wolf took from the fox. Oh, shoot, because you a bigger kind of more, I'll bite you, cut you up because I'm hungry. And I'll eat the chicken instead of you, so give me the chicken. And that's how it worked. We became this dog. They said the bowels are eaten by the dog. The bowels are eaten by the dog because it's near the bowls. You put food in a bowl for a dog to bow to you, though. You don't see that. Then when the dog takes a dump, you got to pick the dog's scoop up. And they looking at you like, you the most intelligent one on the earth, and you picking up my shit. Wow. Well, I guess I'm just take a shit over here and see what you're going to do. You're going to pick it up? Oh, okay. What if I bite this shoe up? See, now you're starting to become the dog. That's why God and dog is in reverse. Yeah, but we didn't realize canine is also there. So one had the instincts of being like a cat with canine life ability and a cat with non-life ability and birth, like the 9 waves for our ability. We have it. We just don't look at it like we have it. Now we look like we don't got nothing. And they look around at you like you ain't got nothing. Yet they know you got a lot of money as in currency to flow. Not just the money in your pocket, though. See, that's why it's an issue. We don't think we're strong enough.
if we were to really look at the storyline, they said they took all of the most intelligent people and brought them over here to America.
I guess you don't, still don't see it yet.
But then they said you're Negroes.
So I guess that's how all that got caught up in the news.
Oh, we're Negroes. We ain't got nothing. We ain't... Man, what? I'm a descendant from an albino. I ain't know that either. But you got to do enough research to yourself to figure that out. If my mom didn't name me Eric, I would have never figured it out. But I said, why you name me that? I don't like that name. I changed it. However, it's still a part of me. I still had to look at it. Who's Eric the Red? Oh, Eric the Red. He's from the islands. But they don't call him that. They call him a Vikings. See, the V-I represents six and kings. So if I was to say I'm a prince, then I could actually say that. It's just that we don't do our study enough. And look at this. Reiki is a Ra and a Chi energy. Ka is Ki. Ki, K-I, is Ka energy. So we got a word Ka like Kaiutsu. Kaiutsu is the same thing as just like saying Shaiutsu. Shaiutsu. Shaiutsu cleans your stomach out. So we're talking about something from the learning to heal your stomach that also can destroy your stomach. Something that's from Japan, right? You're pure Peru Asian put together, right? And now here in our Asiatic form, we don't even know. We can just go right down the line and see how far that we really go. When you say black, when you put it on the chalkboard and you just scratch it until it turned white, that's how it went. It can't go in the reverse. It don't work that way. It just don't work that way. Our energy of a coal shows how we create pressure that makes diamonds. That's why it's called crystals. That's why it's called Gemini. We're in the next constellation about to show us how impenetrable we are. Yet, I don't know if everybody ready yet. They ain't even ready yet. There was two rainbows that came out the day before. I said, look at this. I bet a lot of people didn't see it, and they didn't. I was like, dang. However, some did. Some even showed it before I even could put it out. I said, okay, there we go. So I can't give up on the 90 when I got 10. I got 10 of this 90. And even in the 10, it could change the 90. Oh,
what
there
does the
we
rainbow
go.
Mean? Yeah, I
the
got
record,
questions.
The record. There we go. That's the record. That's the record. We're in the ray and the court. The ray, right, R-E. Anything you see ray or raw, R-A. When they said rainbow, it's the raw rain, right, with a bow energy. But at the same time, it's a bent energy. And if you really look at it, it looks like a disc, right? Like on the record. This DJ played a record. And just like how you say the light, if you have a light and it's at night, and you're thinking, okay, the light shining at night. Okay, what's up? What's up with that? And now you see it hit the ground, and the ground shows a little circle. And you're like, whoa, that's kind of deep. But the circle is because of the shape of the flashlight. And the shape of the flashlight and the light bulb inside. And they have little mirrors in there causing it to shoot out. When you use mirrors, you're basically seeing rainbows. So why is that out there, a rainbow out in the sky? The same very rainbow I can show you with the sunlight hitting a tree or a branch or something. And I take some water. If I have enough water and shoot it long enough, you'll see a rainbow near the tree. Rainbows are the discs to life. And we are all around it. We just don't see it. We ain't that close or not thinking that close. And it could be closer than that. It's just how we're now magnetizing ourselves now. So a lot of us collectively, when we pass away and when we come back, they ride on the rainbow. When we were learning reading, read is R-E-E-D, right? And it's also R-E-A-D. Now, when I say Ray, R-E, that's with the A-D after death, the after domino. So they put these words together to make it sound like one thing when it's R-E-E-D, R-E-E-D, E-E-E, this E-D is education. So they want to put us in front of the A-D and not the E-D. That's okay. That's all right, because then they made special ed and we really had to go in. That's where you get Osanian from. Osanian is a deity with one leg, one arm, one eye. And most of my life, that's how I've been taught. Until I realized I like my left. And then I said, oh, shoot, other people like their lefts too. Oh, shoot, this person like their legs that they said they don't have. Or this arms they say they don't have. Or this mouth they say they don't have. Everything that's been limited to us, Obatala showed us differently. And why? Because of the mental capabilities that we still have when the spiritual body don't think it's there, it's still there. It's physical. And so now the reactions are showing. The bird in the box. What do they call it? Bird in the box? It's the idea of putting a cage over... Yeah, bird box. They put a cage over the handicap as if they'll never learn. They more far advanced than we are. They're in a different realm, in a dimension that you ain't in. So you can't relate to it. So you call them crazy and all. I've been called crazy all my life. Don't mean I'm crazy. It's just I happen to got some better intelligence than that next one. And it's not an insult to the next one either. We're on the same plane. That's why I'd be able to talk to you. We're on the same floor. This phone I'm talking through. This ain't no iPhone. This is a Samsung. This is Android, you know? So it's not like none of the stuff that we can't relate to. This is how we end up finding how we do relate. And you're like, I didn't even know you was a Pisces. I was like, you didn't get time to open up to me.
Let me just tell, just for the record, you know what I'm saying? That's just a mindset. I'm on an iPhone right now. It's no different. It's no different. It's just
that's
a mindset of what you think. You know what I mean?
Just like iRobot. Just like iRobot. We know that iPhone came out because iRobot was already out, showing us this is where we're heading. That's all I'm stating. Whenever these eyes come out, we got to remind ourselves, is it an icon? Are you the icon? Because you even turn around icon, you got what? No key. The ignition starts with you. Everything starts with the AR that became the RA. It's in reverse. So it has to be the ER. You go into the ER when you got an emergency room, right? So that's the RE in reverse. The one to see you don't have no energy. You're going to say, I don't have no energy. That's okay. It's nothing wrong with the iPhone. It's nothing wrong with the Android. You got communication, you cool. You can do it on iPhone, Android, whatever. It's the idea that do you have charisma to still do what you got to do? That's the whole idea. Don't punish yourself. Even if I'm up here and you think I'm punishing you, I am not. That's the illusion right there. This is where the attraction, repulsion, and emotion won't get a flow. And that's why it's called Trinity, not duality, but duat. Is how we've been seeing things from night and day. Like, my day people don't talk like my night people. You already know that. Your friends don't talk like they're going to do the same thing they're going to do in the daytime, the same thing they do at night. I've noticed it. I go out there, I have my copper. I'm selling my copper at day, and then here come night, and then I don't sell like a lick. But it might be the atmosphere. Who's learning the moon cycles? You say it's your birthday, but what about that moon over your head? So you're in tune with the 12 months. What about the 13 moon cycles? So you might be off from that. And someone said, what if they just program you to think that every day is Monday? What would happen? Would you really think every day is Monday? You could. It's possible. What about these numbers? You know they go up, but when do they ever go up 28, then 29, then 30 sometimes, and then 31 sometimes? What the heck is that about? Do we say sometimes we live, sometimes we die? Yep. So there's an in-between world that we don't talk about. Yep. Sure enough, 13 times the days, you'll find out it's 364. I'm not going to lie to you. I did the math myself. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Freaking, how you? Oh, shoot. How this happened? But it's again, we've been tricked to think a different way of thinking. So by the time it gets there, you're slower than the faster. And now the faster is slower than the faster. And it don't matter. We all got our own pace. That's why it's called grace, to our own pace. That's why you're in your own time. You emit backwards. Once you emit, you can see where your time is at. But if you can't, it's because it's confusing right in the beginning. You have to take time to learn this type of stuff. I ain't learned this overnight. None of the stuff I'm giving you, I ain't learned overnight. Now, certain things I did, actually. However, it takes time to even learn that. So once you admit, you start to see some things. Like, day is different from night. You already know. The sun be up in the day, right? And you're getting this all type of energy. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whew, man, I think I need to recharge. And here comes the moon. But now some people are wired different days to do things different. Like, you're going to be now a night person. You're going to be now a day person. And now you can't, you eating feels off, and you're one of the lay down pattern is off, and even how you talk to your friends seems off because they get ready to lay down, you get ready to get up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know, I better not call you right now. So now you have to get into this initiation moment. What am I going to do? Can I stay in this bubble? Can I do this for 3 months? Can I do this for 6 months? Can I do it for a year? Can I do it after the holidays? Then you start to see, oh, I don't like this. Then all of a sudden this rebel come out. And then you're like, wait a minute. I need to be more industrious versus industrial. And that's where your mental art starts to kick in. See, Bantu, Mantu, all these are connected to tribes. You are a tribe to something. You just didn't know. So you might have to get around another, let's say you're a Scorpio, get around some other Scorpios, see what they do. Versus saying, well, I don't do what my mom and dad told me, and wait a minute, I don't like doing my mom and dad. This is stressful. But then you find out you do what Scorpios do, and they say, dang, I like this person. This person in the real estate. I don't know why. For some reason, I like money. But there go the Scorpios. You didn't even know. And you're like, dang, I've been around all this time. Nobody told me. I went through 12 schools of levels, and then high school, 13, and didn't know the switch up. Because they already had it planned. They knew where you was going, where you was heading, what you would like to do, but you already didn't know you could be doing it. So the takeaway from the ball, without you realizing you're the ball, was the whole trick in the whole game. It's no fun if you're not playing, right? It's no fun. It'd be boring. So they got to get you to play. Come on over here. You're a good sport. Let's see what you do. How good are you? Now, here's the thing to where you get tricked up at. Are you a kid, you a child, or you a team player? Now, notice how I did that. I said a kid, a child, or a team player. Now, when I say kid, here's the where the submissive side gets a little distorted, and we wouldn't know it, and this is where the mental art gets into it too as well, where you're going to have a learning lesson. If you're a kid, that means you'll do anything for pleasure. That's right. You get a little job, work it till you get the money, but then you'll quit that job because all you wanted was the money. But guess what? The money dies off. So now you have to get another job. Or you're going to run back and say, please give me my job back. I didn't realize I really still need you. Well, because you're being a kid at this. You don't know what sacrifice is. So you've been sacrificing yourself. But now, in order for you to sacrifice yourself and finally feel all right about it, you got to be a child at it. See, a child don't die. A child multiplies that energy. So what one person thinks that you're dying off, you rehabilitate somewhere else in that other energy. And when that child starts to develop a children-type state of mind, it's in the den with the Ray, R-E energy. See, the den is about David going in. David was the divider. They made him an audio, a CD, DVD. This is how we've been listening to ourselves constantly. To a point where when we're saying, I'm not going to divide no more, I'm tired of the division. So you start to see your provision. Because it was Wanda that had a vision too. So now you want a vision, but not that one. You want an ultra vision. So now how do you become a vision Aries? That's through your eyes. But you can't see it yet until you open your head up. See, all those reptilian-type animal million eating the animal. I heard somebody talking about I had an alligator. I said, you got to be kidding me. You're going to go kidding me. See how I use that word? You're going into this concept of eating your gods and think the gods ain't coming back to bite you when you get done with all this. This is going to be a little scary on how far we're going to go with this. See, you're eternal. I'm not eternal. You think I'm eternal because I gave myself that name. I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I drew an unk. I had no idea that it was eternal life. I had no idea. It took years to figure that out. I said, what the freak? I want to smack myself, but who can I smack? I can only smack myself. Who taught me to do that? I didn't. Yeah, you did. You did it. So you're in a mirror of yourself, and you're having a reflection of yourself. And now to better yourself, you'll find out. Even people who are throwing trash on the ground, the trees are watching you. The squirrels are watching you. And you think you can be a kid for the rest of your life. Kids grow up to be a child, and a child grows up to become an adult. Now, I know when we say adult, that's like, oh, man, I don't want to do that thing. That's why I said teamwork. You go into teamwork or team effort. A good sportsman, like that's what most people end up giving the name. But sports ma with the N. You have to know how to be a ma connection. See, your mother wanted you to collectively learn from other people, not just herself. That's why she had you in a whole world, like Mother Nature. Yet you ain't doing natural things. You done got into the zoo and did what the zoo does as a zookeeper being in charge of you. I got people coming to me and say, I want some instruments, but I don't know. Give me what you like. Or how am I going to give you what I like? I don't know what you like. So it's like we're in a point and a moment where we done gave ourselves so much permission to others that we'll even put ourselves in a permission right in front of each other. Like for this license that you have to be in an apparatus that was a horse's wagon at one point that everybody was able to do without having to have a license. Now everybody got to have a license, but they call it a DMV, a motor vehicle. And you have a birth certificate that's from what? A BC when you have a birthright. That's before the BC. Now you went AD and don't see how the READ. They say it all the time. I hear us saying it.
I got a question.
And it confuses us because we're saying comprehend first, brother. Don't just read it. Comprehend. If you know how to comprehend, you hear the hen in there? That's the chicken. That was a baby that was a chick that became a chicken. Now comprehend what's being done. See, communication starts there first. You can't be not knowing before we start saying, oh, I know it. You don't know it yet. All right, what you got to say?
What do you think that the indecisiveness is what I hear you saying, where people can't really make decisions for themselves? And I hear that a lot of women complaining about that, especially within our men. I do know some men in my personal life that do it too. Where do you think that this is rooted in, and how can people shift it?
Shadow working. You got to do some shadow work. You got to find out, when did you get hurt? I talk to my dad all the time. I feel like I'm spiritually punching him to give me the answers that I've been asking for, spiritually punching him, but not doing it in a harsh way like most people would think. Oh, you don't like your dad? No, I'm not saying that. I know he's been
not
through a lot.
Not doing it like
I
me.
I see it. I seen him in action.
Yeah.
I did see him in action. Now, I did see him do the worst, too, in action, too, just as much as I seen him do the good stuff. So he can't blind me no more. You know what I mean? Like how they say, I give you the best foods.
Yeah.
Best foods to you. You ain't give me the best foods. I know what the best foods is. It ain't what you was eating. It was just how you was thinking you was eating. So now I know interpretation from meaning. There is a difference. Now, if I said, ain't the best foods right now, he'll be like, you ungrateful little all this time? You know what I mean? But that'd be something that he built up because I built it up. And the only way I could destroy it is destroy it before I throw it out. So getting into a point where you got concentration so strong that even when you thought it was a negative, it became positive. Or you thought it was positive, it turned negative, and you say, you know what? I'm going to still outweigh that shit. That ain't going to be me, because you already know it is not a part of you now, because you can see both sides to it. That's why it becomes the dual. The dual is itself. It's going to be a night. It's going to be a day. Some people are going to say, I'm going to come pick you up today, and don't do it when it's at night, or procrastinate always tonight. Now, you got people to do it to you. My dad was great at this. He would say, where's your birthday? All right, cool. We're going to go this, do that, blah, 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 blah. He didn't even have to tell me none of that stuff, but he did it anyway. So I said, okay. And then the day happened.
So it's hurt. It could be hurt. It could
but
be hurt at a root. Okay.
Right. And he didn't know it. So he been giving promises that he had to do because he felt like that was to take away the curse. But that's a course, not a curse. That's why people take it, and then they get in it, and now they stuck in it, and now they feel it, and now they say, oh, my dad never did this for me. My dad, you ain't got to keep doing that. go over there to the tree. Whatever tree you see is the oldest over there, go on over there and have a heart-to-heart. Go on, do it. Go on, let some tears out if you got to. Whatever it is to make you feel you grounded, take your shoes off. Stay for a while. Don't be all in a fast, ready to run out. See, that's how you don't solve no problems. You're saying, oh, I did it. It didn't work because you ain't doing long enough. Did you know 30 minutes? 30 minutes of you sitting out in the sunlight, right? First of all, the sun hits you in 8 minutes, period, if you're outside. That's period. Now, if you sat there for 30 minutes, you're getting basically a connection to the God's energy, right? Then if you stay longer, you now made a connection to the God's energy that can give you 30 days of. See, that's how these numbers be in your face, and you wouldn't see it until you start to actually put your time into it. And then you start to say, wait. I need to concentrate on that instead of all this bullshit. Oh, my bad. The BS that's around us, because that's what it is. There's a lot of bulls around you. Everybody got a bull instinct, but it could be a monster moon steering themselves by the moon, right? Or a master that knows the ma energy from the ra, because that's how master masters itself. You can't become a moon, right? Because a moon is a bull. If you really look at the miserable. It's in your face all the time. Boule, bowl, bow, balls, bag. You want the bag, but you don't know what's in it. You don't know how hard it works to get whatever that was in the bag. And then if it was too fast, guess what? It goes in just as it came out. That's why we have to know the bowels. You bow to the L's all the time. You just didn't know how you was doing it. That porcelain goddess that you all bow into every birthday, that's your bowel system right there. I just watched a movie in Collateral Beauty, and they were talking about a child passing away, and a brother didn't know how the shadow worked. There it go. Watch movies like that, and you say, oh, shoot, that's what I'm going through. Because maybe you need to see it differently because you've been watching yourself this whole time. Now you got to see, go on out a little bit, explore a little bit. But don't do it for just entertainment. Don't do it at, okay, well, let me take that back, because then you're going to be looking for it and then you don't find it. Don't do it with expectancy. Just go and then find out later on what that was you just went and saw and whatever. It's more inviting for you. That's how we got, the children gave us a great gift. I'm going to tell you what it is. You ready? I got to know if you're ready, though. I ain't going to tell you if you ain't say you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm ready.
The greatest gift we got from our children is amnesia. Don't even sound like it's a good gift, does it?
No, it don't sound like it's good, but I'm smart enough to know.
I like that. Come on, there you go. See, that's how you break the spirit of the negative bias. It's like amnesia.
Yep.
Yeah, the power of amnesia.
I know it's something here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, come on. So it's the idea that you have the greatest gifts of the gods. However, they're not going to just give it to you at the whole time, all time. So now It's probed in your amnesia. It's probed in your amnesia. It's going to be when the time is ready.
Okay.
You watch Avatar.
Okay.
You watch Avatar, you got to watch the whole thing. You can't just watch partial of it. You can't say, ooh, I like the earth. Ooh, I like the fire. Oh, I can't wait for him to hurry up and get done with all this. And you try to speed through it and all that. You can't, that's that grace I was talking about. And now it's through time. Then he found out his seven chakras blocked. He said, how come my seven chakra blocked? The same one that was in my third chakra was giving me love is blocking my seven chakra. I said, wait a minute, he's talking about woman? No. It's deeper than that. Because the woman saved him, and he thought he was still trying to blame her. I said, God dang, he blamed her on the physical plane. And the whole time he keep going back into the spiritual realm, he's talking to men. So I said, wait a minute, how this work? I'm getting confused. But then I realized, men are able to be on this realm because woman is allowing them to be in this realm. I said, oh, wait a minute, this ain't going deeper than even how I'm looking at it. And then when they found together, they were dragging. They were dragging.
Okay.
They were together. They didn't need no masculine or no feminine to have a baby. They just had a baby, period. These plants have babies, period. They don't decide to be a man or a woman. Oh, I need you. I need you. Wait a minute, I don't need you no more. Well, I don't need you no more. And it's this animal instinct that we done gotten developed in ourselves as well, when it wasn't an animal at all. They won't call animals. Why do we call wilderness? What is that? No one got that real definition until they look at it. See, that's what you got to take time to learn this stuff. Why we call people wild? Man, you wild boy. A wild boy. We came from God's status, and this is what we call ourselves. Listen to the music. Redevelop the changing that you want in your life. If you ain't, it's what you accepting in your life as your development being not changed. You saying you want God in your life, you talking about Jesus, well, put Jesus right in front of you there. Stop calling on Jesus. Jesus taught you, if you don't look at collateral beauty, man, they were going in. The brother was putting envelopes out and just sending them to anybody, right? Just putting them in the mailbox because the post delivery mailman, come on, let's go here. Putting it in the mailbox, right? And he mad because his daughter got killed. It was taken away from him. Not in a way that someone killed her, because that would be murder. So they had to give it in a different way for you to catch on to what's going on here. So he's writing the love. He's writing the death. He's writing the time. Three. Always running threes. And he's talking to him. He got the red hat. He goes in the red shoes. So he's always had this power, whether it was sad power or strong power. But when that red is on the body of somebody, you know they're dealing with some kind of power issues. Might not be good, might not be bad. It might be in between. They don't even know it. Never know. We wear colors without even knowing that these colors are powering us or empowering us. That we don't see that we could be blocked by that same power. Your chakras are used in that same aspect. So when he felt like this woman messed his life up, he ignored her even, amnesia. This whole drink is that deep, bro. That's how you know when you're living in these worlds and someone say, I gave you the best life you ever have. And you're like, wait a minute, let me look back. Let me do some category. No, you didn't. But he gave himself amnesia to think that he gave you the best life he could give you. All right. Well, I could destroy his life. However, I'm not. I'm going to just let him go in and live with that. And just go on by bygones be bygones. Certain times we came into this realm, right? We had knowledge full of knowledge. And then a certain time we lost all of that. But it's never lost. It's in the world of amnesia. Everything you want to be obtainable is already there. It's waiting for you. You ain't got to be impatient. You ain't got to be rushing for it. I know. Everybody want to rush into it. Like they got to get there faster. But you find out getting there faster give you mistakes that let you know you need to slow down and put back your purposes. And you're like, okay, that was a mistake. But it was a miss to your take or energy. I've done it. We all do it. This is what let us know how we're human. You're a hue with a mane of energy. So now with the hue, what colors, what prisms, what prism do you put on yourself or prism do you shoot out? That's why the rainbow is important. If you ain't feeding the rainbow, how can a rainbow project all the way out there in front of you? That's why the rainbow is important. If you ain't putting water onto the plant, how are you going to see a rainbow? This is participle. It's not you just in here eating food on a collective and don't put back nutrients. Not just, you know, walk around talking about eating animals and not figuring out how to make some come back into existence. Not just taking from the plants and not putting any seeds back on the earth so they can come back. It's called sustainable measurements. If we're more sustainable, right, we wouldn't need the God to come and help us because we already that, helping ourselves.
Uh-oh. I don't know. We probably lost you.
I just paused. I had to pause.
Okay.
Wait, look at Amina. Amina is the next step that we've lost before we got into this realm that we're in now. Amina, A-M-E-N-A. Now, of course, you hear amendment. You hear mena, menstruation, men, all of those things come out. Mint, that's why it became cement, all them words, semen. These are where the men came from, but it's also M-I-N, a deity. Now, if we just look at the word mena, It gives us why they said minette, tenement. The word tent is also connected to ten. That's why it's an X. It looks like basically like a teepee. But the X is how it became part of the railroad tracks. It's how it became a caution sign. This is why we know about the X as 10. But 10 is really Menta. Now, we go into it, we say where our men comes from. That's hidden. It's only till it opens itself out. But that's from a moon. See, when the moon is up, we can't see at night. But that's a different type of God that's running that type of, you know, nature. And until you see in the light, you're being deceived by things you're getting hit with in the dark. So the night is a deceiver just as much as the day is a deceiver. Now, of course, there's a receiver in both of them. That's why we receive and deceive a lot. That's why we say we rise and we die. That's why we're saying these things. We're in a conflict of our own do what? Your own do's, your own doings, your own do waters, your own reflections. So as we reflect, we say, grand rising.
I have a question. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
My question is this. Do you feel that you can be born male, eternal, you know, this lifetime, and then you could be born female? In the next, do you believe that?
Yeah, and you can do all the attributes for that awakening. See, like right now, I didn't know I was feminine in my past, but now that I know it, I have to make sure I'm doing the right thing as a man in the present.
Go ahead.
Well, now everybody can tell us this, you know what I mean? Some of us, like, where you at, right? You went through a different spiritual journey than, let's say, the next man. Right? And because all three of us got to be in a room in order to figure, that's what I was saying earlier. We got to talk to each other long enough in order to figure this. Because first, we're going to point fingers, right? And we're going to sniff each other's butt and say, oh, I don't like him. He's starting off as a butthead. No, wait a minute now. You ain't getting to say long enough. I ain't getting to say too much. It's an asshole. Well, everybody got one. Everybody got a whole ass, too. Don't mean I got to be the asshole because I got it. You got one. So when we get past the asshole mentality, right? Because, you know, I didn't come in here on my own, right? I was brought in.
Yeah.
And it was a third-person party. We're always running threes. And that person is no longer here to hear it, but they could still be here to hear it. That's how we know about the Capricorn, 10, X. That's how I know. We all have some kind of likenesses that we rock with the same flock and didn't even know the sheep from the herd and the herd being the shepherd. That's how you know. There's a strength that's between you and me that we got a likeness of that we both have to overcome in order for us to get into the next realm. So if I'm blocking you, that blocks me from getting in there. If you blocking me, that blocks you from getting in there. So now what we gonna do? We can walk around act like I don't know you the whole time, but I'm gonna see you as a mailman. I'm gonna see you as a person that's coming in there I'm cooking for. It's gonna be anything. That's why we have to look at ourselves as a collective, not just one individual. We got an issue of making one individual, that Pocahontas crap that got taught to us. That's why I'm kind of still pissed off. We got taught that to us, and we're still playing that like that's more real than anything else, when that's still Alice in Wonderland, Dorothy, Cinderella, whoever you want to put in there, Moesha. I can go all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Raggedy Annie. I could throw it anywhere. Annie. You know what I mean? Tomorrow. We always want to see what tomorrow is. We can't even get to the present of today. So that's like you're in a rush to get somewhere. You ain't even there yet because it's right here. So it makes a person see if we're looking at a lot of the stuff. Some of us are just in a rush for it. But then once it's done, guess what? Depleted, gone. They want to drop it, throw it away. Throw it on the ground. It's not theirs anymore. I ain't attached to that. And I'm like, whoa. That's a little bit manly of you. Not realizing it. This is why we have to come in the opposition of self so we can now figure out what the freak just happened. Oh, I was the man. Oh, this is what I'm seeing. Now I can see it better because they put me in this way to now learn it. Oh, that's why I need to learn this. Like, at first, I ain't really like women who don't take care of their children. I really didn't, but I couldn't figure out why I didn't like it, because I was one of them beforehand. And now I'm in it trying to fix it. People are like, you don't know nothing because you a man. God dang it, how am I going to fix this one? Because I look like a man, so I can't. But then I have a child, then I lose a child. Now I'm having another child. I'm back into the Trinity. So now I'm again saying, oh, another level, got to figure this one out, because it's no longer not having a child, because I was at that stage. I was in the collateral beauty. Not really like, again, oh, I don't love women like that because they hurt me, they damaged me. Oh. But then I realized I'm still damaging them. Oh, okay, you need to stop that. So smack on the hand. Heal yourself. Don't be touching no Midas. And then gold, then, oh, it's tainted. Oh, gold. Oh, it's tainted. Gold tainted. Gold tainted. Gold tainted. Gold tainted. Mm-hmm. You two are some gold dust over there. Gold fingers? 007? My dad, 007. He told me that. But it's like, is my mentality on his, me wanting to be escaped from him, becoming another him at the same time? And someone say, you kind of like the rest of them. You just different a little. Uh-oh. So now here it comes again. You can't escape it, because this is what a lot of men did on the earth. So now we gotta face it. We gotta just go, all right, we're gonna nip this in the bud. We're gonna start talking to these women on a majority scale to let them know, let them be aware, these other men are still around while these other men have been talking about. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna get this right, because we now down to 10, and they 90. And they starting to wake up on some stuff. Now, the problem is we all been taught the nursery rhyme. That's the real issue. And they still want to keep that alive. They want the holidays still to be alive and things that, you know, it ain't no good for you no more. You got to let that go. It ain't no good for you no more. Now, I ain't saying let it go completely, because I know where you're at. I know. So get rid of a good thing. Wow. They were just kind of getting in structure. No, actually, they were blind by what the real structure was. The Mother Nature that had all the other deities that they put in front of that and hid it, like Esther being Asar or being Aset connection. We didn't see none of that. We didn't know about Aset. We didn't know A-U-S-E-T. What came from Asar, Asar, Aset. We didn't know there were two combinations. We didn't know there were twins. We didn't know there was the splitting of her masculine and feminine self so she can create some more masculine and feminine energy separate. We don't know the origin to the zero and how it creates the numbers. We'll say the zero don't have nothing to do with it. It's not the numbers. But that's how it started, the origin to the numbers. See, we're already blindfolded. And then most people say, and this is the women more than men, and I'm not dogging no women, I'm just saying, or men. Most women will say, I don't like math. But that's my eye. See, that's the issue right there. We got to know how to use my eye. My eye is math, mathematician, mathematics. It's just we got to know our trueness. You're in truth to yourself, and it takes time to learn that. I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight, now, but you are in the truth of yourself.
I want to say this for the record, because I think a mother, and I'm talking about the divine mother, I think a mother understands and understands her children. You know what I'm saying? So even if you are a male that does dog women, you know what I'm saying? I think that this type of male needs the type of loving and understanding. And I think mother, the divine mother herself, you know, may understand that this man may have a cry out for help. I think a lot of our elders and a lot of us, we tend to judge, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You saw Kevin Samuel.
You know what I mean?
Kevin Samuel talked about women this whole entire time, and then the time he goes out, he's with this Tamahu. That ain't us. That's them. He ain't with us.
But you know what?
So that's already saying, did you really hate women? Well, what I'm saying is, did you hate women?
Yeah. Did he really hate women?
If it was a comment, even if you can call it a stage, just saying the physical body has left the premises, and when that happens, it let us know that we're not as strong as we thought we were. It's still a moment of, dang, we were weak at this moment. So there's something where it was still like I had 90% out, but then that 10% out stabbed me in the back. We're having the heart attack. Why is it called a heart attack? That's, of course, staged. We all should know that it's going to stage it up. But now if he ain't got all the people to help him, is the reason for that. So it's like I got to still have my joints top-notch, 90%. Otherwise, 89, 87, 86, it ain't 90. And I know it ain't nothing 100%. So it makes us to a point where even if he had came down a little, that didn't happen. He wasn't bucking. And that's what made it the extreme. Remember, in martial arts, they don't teach you to go extreme. They don't. They show you how you have extremity in you, period. But they don't teach you to go extreme. That's on you. So when your heart fell and all them other things, it's because your capacity didn't show. Now, I get it. The brother looked too physical for me to say, how he going to die at that age? And I can see his arms busting out of his suit. So I know that there's some stage that going along with this, of course. However, the blind eye can't be seen unless it's been seen. It's been seen somewhere. Somebody's seen something. So we'll just wait till the message come out later on. Because that's, again, this is like the rabbit in the hare thing, you know. And is the culture, the information.
I think it's already out.
Well, matter of time.
Those who have eyes to know, you know what I'm saying?
You already know.
See a
different message. There's going to be a good, there's going to be a bad, and there's going to be an in-between. It always is there. It ain't going to just see one-sided, and that's all we got to do, and that's all we got to do is that, you know? Because man don't get judged like that. Testament gets judged like that. The Testament. And we're talking about Testament and testicles. See, this is why the New Testament and the Old Testament came out in the first place. They was explaining balls of the bull. When they said Bible, they explained bi bull, bisexual bull. Now, didn't it have to mean bisexual as a bad thing? It'd be still a good thing. Bisexual, masculine and feminine bull. So now learning the Kronos Greek terminology, that would be important. Learning about Moses and how Musa and Midian, how all that's connected, that would be important. Learn about how there was not just one Moses, there was eight Moses, which ended up being Musas. It should be important. This is why you get 8 times 2 is 16, and now you got 16 that they were speaking on about the popes and connections of that with the Coptic Christianity. That would be important. There's some things that once you start to go in and start to say, okay, well, this is birth certificate. Is it before Christ when you say this as birth certificate? Because maybe we off by years, off by months, off by seconds, and not knowing your first of yourself. That's why the development has to be like, what is really important when you take your time out? Because I know we like to drink, we like to smoke. I'm a part of it too. I ain't say I'm excluded. I got through the same way y'all did. However, I ain't going to stay stuck in that round. I got to be like, okay, now that I did that, let's go into the next round. Let's go and see where this experiment, and I ain't saying because it's in the next round you can't get that because it's still there too. It's everywhere. So please don't stop me. I'm just saying that we all have our experiences to get through to this mental art, and you have it. You just got to get
Eternal.
In tune and stay focused.
And I want to also point out, you know, another thing may be this. I think that, like, you know, when we teach a lot of times, I think that we always kind of teach on the outcomes, you know what I'm saying, and kind of teach on where we need to be. You know, but I don't think that there's not – and this is just a note for myself, okay, in saying this, that there is not enough examples of that hard process that it takes to get to the outcome. That we need more of.
See, and that's the outcome that you spoke on. Outcome represents the outside. Example represents the outside. So to make it happen, seeing the outside will have to reflect your inside in order for you to feel imagination. Because I'm a gene. A lot of people wear jeans on right now. Maybe if they stop wearing the jeans, they start to see something differently. See, certain people with loose clothing do think different than people that's tied up in some jeans. And when that weather changes, you feel the difference. The weather even shows you, damn, I'm sweating right now, all on my legs, when you don't have to be. But it's called Wrangler. It's called Lee, Levi's. These are names that wasn't a part of you. Levi's evils. It's words that's up there. L. It's just in reverse. When you feel like your root chakra is off of its alignment, start putting some red or some black down there on that chakra. Wear the blue as the blue jeans above to where the blue chakra can get that connection. See, that's how a lot of us been disarrayed. Now, I was explaining to my significant at the time she was not knowing about green. I said, if our child is going to come into existence, we got to give our child green colors. And she's like, why? When red is powerful. However, do you want your child powerful that you can't talk to your child? Okay. And then if you put purple on your child, do you want your child to be so royal you can't give your child nothing? Okay, so let's work with green is in between. It's going to help out that mid. See, what we got a problem with is we think that we only got one heart. That's not what you live off of. You live off of three hearts. They're in three of your bodies. You have a stellar where your head is. You got the sonar where your heart is. And you got the lunar where your heart is also. And these are connected to your sphincters. Now, you got a sphincter at the top of your throat, right? And you got a sphincter at the bottom where you think is at the end. What is not the end is the beginning of an end if you don't get that cleaned out. So we call that gastric ingestion. When we having gastro problems, this is another thing, right in the movie, Collateral Beauty. This character said he has gastrophagus energy, some kind of gastrophagus, whatever. He just used the word gas. And I said, let me look this up. And then come to find out, he can't take a dump. He said the last time he took a dump was when he was a child and, like, older. I was like, get the freak out of here. Like, how you holding all that dump in you? That's called spontaneous combustion after a while. And it blows up inside of you. The sodas that we drink, those are not, when you burp, those are not really burps. Those are bombs. You're having bombs in your stomach. That's why it hurts sometimes. You're like, because you're attacking your brachii. Your brachii holds the iliac crest together. It holds your lumbar region together. It's basically the top part of your spine that you basically have an interaction of blowing up with explosions. This is what, like, chocolate, too much chocolate does it. You know what I mean? So it's the idea of, please, if it's in your best bet, don't believe me. Go look it up. See what glycerin, and why is that word written there right in your chocolate? Just go look it up. People have been wanting to see you as Moors turn to mortals for the longest. And now it's up to us. Either we're going to stay ignorant in it, or we're going to start to feel like you got power. Because, you know, when you pass a dollar to the shelterless brother, you thinking you taking, you getting a, you giving him nothing, right? But that same $1, go to Africa with it. I'm hearing you. You don't think you rich. So it's time you richen up yourself. That's why King Richard was important versus the slap. That's why King Richard was important as you saw Serena as a son. Serena as a son. We might have forgotten. We need some reminders already, and reminders are already there. Truth don't just pop up. It already been there. Your perception got to change to it. You got to stop crawling on the ground like a snake, feeling like you're a snake. Start sitting up. Start feeling like a lion. You know what the lion and the snake represent? Demiurge. So now you're in the middle of your God now. Now you can rise up a little bit. You can rise up. If you look at Avatar, they got a lion turtle. He on Lion Turtle Island. I said, get the freak out of here. Man, I'm about to pass out. I'm seeing all this stuff still in front of me. I came at 5 a.m. into the a.m. So you think I ain't got no Shango in me? I got some Shango. I'm connected to Obatala number 8. And then the 3 represents coming in as a shoe. So we know what 1 and 2 do. And see, that's the connection to segment energy. When we think about how the 9 shows how Yamaya is the fire and the water connection, there's this whole other thing that we don't even know about yet. And no, don't get mad at your mama. Look at the deity she comes from. So if you look at Maya and the three represented the three sons. When you see the three kings, they represented the three sons, not sons, S-O-N, S-U-N. There's three phases to the sun. It rise, it sets, right? And then it dawns out. That's the three suns. That's the Tubal Cain, the two balls and a cane. So we're looking at our conversation in so many different variations. That's how it became versions and virgins. Because when something new to you, it's like sex. When you use the bathroom, that was new to you. That was like sex. When you use the bathroom, you said, dang, that felt like sex. You try to do it again and end up being pee. This is why you got R. Kelly doing those other things. He's wanting to find out more about this sex. We call it the tantra. And we didn't learn that. We learned the perverted version. So taking dumps on people, that's not tantra. Golden shower, that's not tantra. That's disgusting. That's the start of the necrophilia. That's the part of death. You don't do that to people. That's downplaying your friends or whoever those people you was calling them, because they now underneath you now. Whenever you saw the pyramids built, it was off the ground. Whenever you saw someone sitting in front of the other people, they were off the ground. But that didn't say that they were separated from each other. It's still connected to the ground. And when we saw it like that, it was the higher self speaking to the mid-self to his lower self, not just a higher self and a lower self. We got it twisted. And those sphincters is the same thing as a sphinx in your body. It's not just one sphinx that you're seeing that's in front of the Temple of Kush. You're actually seeing what we call a segment or boss. That's a woman. That ain't even a man. They done wanted to change it up. They tried to put the beard on it. It fell off. They said, man, we got to make this thing, we got to make it look like a man. Because they couldn't. Time already elapsed to where now, okay, now we can make it look like a man. Now we can say it's manly. Everything's manly. Manual, guidance. We need a book. We need to write about the woman. You've been writing about the woman for the longest. Did you notice that if she reads too long, that she loses vitamin A? That's right. She ain't supposed to be reading that two-dimensional that she creates three-dimensionals and more in. That's why we got issues. Look how many people got glasses on before they get to the age of 7. Because we're giving them tunnel vision. They've been able to see peripheral vision. You give them tunnel vision on a piece of paper. Yet the black is the strongest on the paper. That's why you're concentrating it on the white. When you look at that sun is actually a hole in the earth. A hole in the earth, like right into our sphere. And now we can see stuff, but it's black behind it. Now, of course, if you can't see it, it's because you ain't looked at it long enough. Now, it can get to a point where it feels like it blocks you for maybe 3 days straight because I felt it. But it helped me realize, well, dang, that's how color is shown. Color is always shown throughout the black. When you see white, it's because that's the refraction that's coming off of the blackness. That's why this all looks like a rainbow when you see it and stuff. This is like a big old flashlight on us, and we don't even see that. Yet we get the information as we're using water. As we're riding at night and a street light is on the ground, on the grass, while you're riding by, and you're like, why does that look like a flashlight or look like a rainbow all on this grass while I'm going through it in motion? You're looking at pulse. See, we think vibe all the time. You gotta have some vibration to start motion. No, it's pulse. You gotta have pulse. The heart is a pulse. The sun has a pulse. And once you hear that, you will never be able to turn that off.
All right.
That's your
let's
mental
recap. Arc. Okay, so let's recap, guys. All right, so we got 30 minutes left. So just to kind of bring it back in, what I learned today, I think I may do that. So what I learned today, yeah, there it is, going forward. What I learned in this segment. All right, what I learned in this segment was this. Martial art is the divine art of you, the divine art of your totality. You know, instead of thinking that we're fighting an opponent, what about the totality in the martial arts in which that is you? You are your own martial art. That's it. That's it. That's my only takeaway, really. That's it. And the fight is the dance. Between your higher, your lower self, your in-between self, your gray area self, you know, there are many different dances that we tango, you know, and weave through. That is the martial art. So, So that's my takeaway from it, guys. And, you know, just for you guys, Eternal spoke about shadow work. You know, shadow work, we, not just in this segment, but guys, we speak on shadow work and its importance. But I think that one, even that tango of a dance, I think it is important and vital, Eternal, what you're expressing is not to get stuck. You know what I'm saying? Many of us are fighting, and many of us, you know, we tend to get stuck in certain areas. And then we have to create ourselves out, but sometimes it's in a deeper hole in which could have been prevented. You know what I mean? So this whole martial art and dance, you know, that we do, you know, even in my lessons that I learned, you know what I'm saying? I would not take them back. I would not remaster them. I would not. I have no regrets. You know, I am grateful, you know, for it, for my arts, for my martial arts. So grateful for it to go how it's going. I'm grateful for my journey, every aspect of it, especially my fuck-ups, especially my mistakes. Why? Because how else would I have learned, and how else would it be effective if I would have had to listen to somebody else and how they feel that it should go? You know what I'm saying?
There you
so
go.
To
that's your best.
And that's just for me, guys. That I'm just speaking for myself. I'm a firm teacher in telling people, do it your way. You'll hear me say this to everybody. Do it your way. Because here's the thing. Even with you, Eternal, and you know, it's like I study your way. You know what I'm saying? And you may study my way. You know, and we may kind of like, okay, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking it. He's finna hit a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's certain things that we can take, and it's certain things that we can discard. I think that is the beauty in learning and understanding one another on our journey. You know what I'm saying? So right. I learn from people. I never try to judge them. I never try to sway them. If anything, if I don't agree, that's not my journey. You know what I'm saying? So just right. To the world, guys, you do it your way. But I think that the Zodiac is also very important in understanding martial arts, because each Zodiac sign or each Zodiac simulation in which you were born into this earth, you know, it means something. You know what I'm saying? Each Zodiac within itself is its own martial art. So
yeah.
There's levels.
Absolutely.
That's what I learned today, Tom.
And you mentioned about you know, your dance. Your dance is what creativity is. So it's like the breaststroke, you know. Some people got taught the roughhousing of the dance, you know, the breaking, the house break, the you know, the tough, like you can hurt yourself dance part. And then it gets to a point where you done did it so much, the tough part ain't as tough anymore, yet you're going on to the next level. Like, instead of how people are so attracted to heavy metal, you decide you want to hear R&B, or you want to hear the reggae, and how the reggae sound a little, you know, different for you, and how that in your body structure, because remember, the first weakness is music. So if a tempo is in the wrong tune for you, your body either is going to defend it or it's going to be attracted towards it. So now, as you're dancing, it becomes that as a skill. So just like with sweeping, some people don't like sweeping. But if you notice, your mama had you sweeping and then realize eventually you're going to be a good pole fighter. I'm a good pole fighter. Why? Where do you think that came from? That came from sweeping. So it's not what wasn't there originally. It was already there. It's just you had to get more welcome to it. You had to be more adjusted to it. You had to say, you know what, in the stroke of the pen, while you said my left hand is bad, I'm going to go ahead and switch it up for the right for right now. I'm coming back to that left. And when I do, I'm going to show you that I can not only do left, I'm going to do it better than how you taught me right-handed. God dang it. I was like, who was that? My uncle said when I was going to him, I was going like back and forth. We were like tough nails going at it, you know, and I feel like I got him because We speaking about knowledge. We talking about wisdom. And I was talking about wisdom. You got to have knowledge in order to have wisdom. He's like, yeah, but you can't just have a left without the right. And I said, God, dang it. And I just cried. He hit me. You know what I mean? So I was like, dang, I got to go back and redo this whole thought. Like, I got to you know what I mean? You got somebody that's in your family that you're going to, like, sharpen your skills on. Because, you know, you can't do it with your dad. Dad will cut you off quick. If you know the moves already, so you got to do somebody that ain't in the family like that, but it's still in the family. So I did my uncle. So I'm like, shoot, I'm going to got to still just trying to hit him. And then he got that block in, and he's like, so which hand do you think I am? He had a watch, right? And it was on his right arm. And I said, you right-handed. He said, you're wrong. I said, God dang it. He was left-handed, but he put it on the right to fool other people. See, sometimes it's not always good to give off your goods, because then you gave off your goods. And you ain't got nothing else to give them after that. So when you see martial arts fight, you end up seeing them fighting. And it'd be some good character. They had the camera on that person whooping butt. But then as soon as that person faced the other guy, all of a sudden he's losing, and he's just losing right off the first hit. He's like, what happened? All that energy. Whoa, the energy you saw was the energy that was. That's why the energy started to die down a little bit. And then probably somebody walked in the room, then he'd probably say something about this person, knock that person down, and then say, you ain't this. And then all of a sudden his energy gets right back up, or even better, and then pow! But then he's out of it. He finally gave the last final blow he could give, and then he, you know, that was spirit. But spirit is not just spirit as you think it is. That's soul. Soul, body, people. There's spirit, body, people, and the soul, body, people. Some got spirit, and they can only go to higher than three chakras. Then they're right back down again. So the highest they go is, they want to go ride on the roller coaster, and they're right back down again. So when you start getting around these people that want to ride on the roller coaster, and you're right back down again. You'd be like, wait a minute, man. I don't like just riding on the roller coaster. Because when you got taught riding on a roller coaster, that was an experiment. That was an outside thing. What we don't get taught is the inside first, the oxytocin, the oxy, O-X. That's like an oxygen. That's why your breath is connected to it. That's why we use oxy pads to get off the pimples. All that's the connection to your oxygen. But the oxytocin is the breast milk that mother gives you, that hug that someone gives you. When somebody says, man, you did a great job, you're like, wait a minute, I didn't even think about it. I get those every now and then. I don't even be looking for them, though. And that's what makes it even better, because I don't be looking for them. Somebody be like, yo, I know I had you go through a lot of stuff. Forgive me, bro. I didn't know. It took me to now to figure it out. And I'd be like, whew, man, that feels like I threw that shell in the water. And I ain't know if it was going to float or not, but I had to throw that shell because it was getting close to me. I had to throw the shell, but I gave it some love before I threw it. You know what I'm saying? And so this is what the mental art is. This is you learning out of the wisdom, the discoveries that wisdom have to offer you. Once you had the knowledge, you acquired it, and then you passed it on. Don't look for it anymore. Don't even look to see it come back. Now, of course, when it comes back and it's treacherous, is only because they didn't learn the lesson that you was given to them, not because you gave them the lesson. That's not the issue. You're not a teacher like that. That's how the ego gets so big of us, and we get blinded as being a teacher. So now we think our position is always to teach. Your position is not always to teach. It's to listen, to look, and then whatever you know, you can pass it on. If it don't work already before you start passing on, don't keep passing it on. It might not be for that person. You got to know who to teach it to, because now you can't teach everybody. So that's why it ain't even about teaching. It's to each. That's Tahuti, with each. So when we say the house, you're saying Tahuti's house. You didn't see that. But this is how the hidden deity is in front of you, and you get blind by it. See, this is how that big god that you was looking up on the temple, and he was like, yo, why is that being bigger than that little being? Because that's the energy that energy carries. And you didn't see it yet. You ain't got connected to it yet. So some of this stuff has to be internal before it becomes external, before it becomes eternal, like forever. Like I said, I had no idea I was going to talk about eternal life. I didn't know that was going to be a mission. But because my attraction was so geared to learn the three, the Trinity, so bad, Then I realized, oh, I'm the third month. What the freak? And then I add the other side of it, and then there's the 8. I said, oh, my gosh. Let me look at this again. And I said, 3 times 8 is 24. That's 6. And then I look at my name, my numbers of my birthday, and added them all up, end up being a 33. I said, get the freak out of here.
Look
get
at that.
Out of here. Nah, this is real.
And, you
and then I
that.
Start looking at all the master numbers. I looked at all the master numbers from 11 to 99. And how about all them numbers are in my numbers? I said, what the freak?
But, of course,
you can freak out. Or you couldn't. You don't have to freak out. Now, my father and people before them wanted to get into the 33rd all the time. Here it is, I am one and didn't know it the whole time. So how does the avatar work again? Oh, yeah. You have to find the lower self, run into it, fight it, then find out it's fighting you, and then find out you don't have to fight it anymore because it's going to join you. And that's what happened at the end of that season. For 2 seasons I watched it. The 2 seasons that I finally compromised myself to sit down, watch it long enough, all episodes, because I know I was skipping through that, Jane. I did. But I had to watch the whole from beginning to end, see what they're throwing in, making a woman want to be a man want to be a woman. I had to see all of that. And then, oh, this is not woman, this is not man. And then they say, oh, I'm going to prove you wrong. And then they proved it. And then even Avatar, he didn't know he was Avatar. Still, to the whole time, a person with that much power, that's amnesia. See, we give ourselves amnesia because we know that we got so much power, we don't have to use it all the time. That's why you do this only when it's needed. They call it the altered beast in a different aspect. But that's not an altered beast. That's beast. The beast of yourself.
Let me say something.
That means full of heart. Not heavy heart, full of heart.
I'm going to share something with you, Eternal. Something personal. Now, when it comes to family, I'm having people to teach me the value of family and morality. You know what I'm saying? Because I come from a toxic, family unit. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm grateful for everything, even my mother. And I'm working through the hard parts right now. You know what I'm saying? To where it's the anger. It's the healing. But I do see the overstanding of it all. Right, but I want to share with you that I'm learning family morale, and what really family structure is. I'm talking soul unit bonds, right? And at times I can be toxic because of my trauma. So I was toxic because of my trauma, but just this week in this moment, I had hurt somebody. I had hurt two people. And I was dead ass wrong, but I hurt them publicly, mind you, okay? On a public stage, I embarrassed them, and I did it. Why? Because of my trauma, my unhealed trauma. Not to say that I'm not healing it, because I am healing it, but because of that trauma, and it's not healed yet, I hurt them, but I felt bad. My heart hurt because I hurt them. So I was like, oh, my God, what did I just do? But in that moment, I had to go back immediately. Before, I wouldn't apologize, but this time, Eternal, I went and made it right immediately. Why did I do it immediately? Because I knew that I value that person or that relationship. I value that much. I valued it that much. So I shared this example to say, Eternal, when it comes to men and when it comes to healing in your martial art as a elder, how do you handle that?
That's where, again, we go. Okay, that's where we go back again. I got you. That's what we go back into with the being thankful. You got to sit in front of a altar, create an altar. That's why they call it the altar beast. Well, the altar represents the all. And how you tear yourself, your tear, your terrain. You got to sit there for a second. Got to grab an incense, one of your favorite ones. Put it in front of you, And I love martial arts because it was taught by a woman. And Wing Chun learned of her. She actually taught a lot of men how to be more disciplined about those legs that we ain't disciplined on. You know what I'm saying? Women are disciplined on the legs. Men are more disciplined on their arms. However, when they go into working out, their arms are big and then their legs are small. So it's like you still ain't doing it right, man, old man. So I can see the difference. Popeye, he looked the same way. So it was like it was never a phase. It was just a fade. And we got caught into it. I cut my hair in a fade, but then realized I wanted my hair to be longer because I saw that flowetry thing going on, and I wanted that. It's like the trees. So then I found out that's what Sekhmet ended up being, a woman with long hair like Medusa. So what do we have to do? We have to get back into the first learning that long hair is good. It's letting you know your avatar connection. You cut the hair because you're militant. You want to learn your militant side. So cutting it down to the bald head, that's the Buddha. You became a Buddha at one point. All women, all men got their hair cut to nothing is the Buddha state. They just might not be aware of it. But if you look at it, that's how the beginning started. We had hair, then we cut it because we had to realize what we had. Then we lost it. So now we need to know what we can gain back again since we lost it. But not knowing that we lost it, it's like saying you don't know what you had until you had it. So this is that same outlook. The hair is important, like your body. So cutting the hair is like a rejuvenation. You might want to cut your hair. You know, certain people do that. You get in front of the altar, heal yourself, write down the people you've hurt, forgive them, right? Even if you feel like you can't forgive them, write it down anyway. Get to a point where when you're forgiven in the spiritual realm, it's easy to be forgiven in the physical realm. And now you can do that forgiveness. First, it has to be a development stage in you, your imagination, your realm. That's what I was saying in the collateral beauty. If you look at it, this Will Smith was actually writing out his anger. He was writing it out. When you write it on paper, it's a spiritual connection. You're putting ink on paper. Your thoughts is your right. Right? As we say right all the time. But left is what you leave. So now you left it. That's what love is. Love happens to be left. And we think, oh, this person left me. No, this person had to leave you because he loved you. And it would have damaged y'all any more if you loved each other the way y'all won't loving each other like I supposed to. So there's ways that you'll find out that in the spiritual realm, there's this other help that we have that we don't think about. It's called serenity. People think surrender and serenity is the same thing. It's not. Serenity is more of the nirvana of life. Could you ever thought about the people that you're angry with right now on this planet could be in another realm that you're not really angry with them at all? Actually, you having fun with them?
You said another realm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a show that's coming up about how we simultaneously live in other realms. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know about that.
And so I got my mother to listen to my music. I got my father to listen to my music. Now, I got my mother to listen to my music because I wanted it. And I sat and did a ceremony to get that happening. Then I finally was able to do it. Now, I bought a tool, an instrument, that I ain't even had the money for at first. And then I had half the payment on the day I wanted to do the ritual. Then I had the other half after I was done with the ritual. And then I bought another instrument. And I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing with this instrument? But because I know it's connected, there's a purpose. And now I got no more money right now. So I was like, okay, wait a minute. So it was like, get it while it's lasting, and then woof, it's gone. What do you do now? I'm good. I'm great. I feel content in everything. I don't have to have money in my hand right now because I know this is the waning. The waning, it dropped off some. Now here comes the waxing. So now the moon is full. Now I should be getting all my stuff again, right? And then I have to deplete it again. It's the waving and the wax. This is how you know the waves is a woman. The sign is the man, the straight line. So when you're at the altar, you're sitting there, you got the incense, put some pictures that, you know, keep your remembrance. What we forget is we forget. So we got to stop forgetting. Like if you got any past people, put them up there. If you don't got a picture, write their name down. I got a drawer full of my peoples. Every time I go to some kind of obituary or if I didn't go, somebody passed me the paper, I put it in there. That's sitting under my altar. So whatever I'm connected to my altar and you think I've forgotten,
your name is still up where I'm doing my chant now. So you still ain't going to be forgotten. So this is how you keep
May
yourself 28th. In it when I forget. Yes, creative.
May 28th.
Yep. You got to
May 28th. He's on May 28th is our altar show. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
May 28th. It's coming up. Go
and
ahead and wrap us up.
Make sure you go. All right. Make sure you go near the water. It's very important. Go near water. If you don't have any around you, run some water. Talk to that. If you and I ain't saying get a water bill. I'm just saying do it enough to where you can concentrate with the water. The water is your flow. If you start to think that way, you're helping that side. Do it with fire. Do it with a candle. Now, I know most people say, hey, that's satanic. No, it's not. It's not us. It's nature. You're doing stuff that's part of nature. The most purified energy we can use is fire. So fire, water, you on the earth. Get more near the grass, more near the woods. That's how the material changed from the matter. So now when it became metal, this is why we have issues. F-E, female. That's why I became iron in our body. Change up the aluminum that we're putting on our body, the aluminum that's in the foods. Use the iron that's actually copper foods, the iron that we use to get green back into our body. The green is the black. So if we can really get into the middle of our emotions, we can actually conquer some things. Now, the thing is about air is always around you. Gemini, this is the most Mercury energy we could ever have. Mercury's going to come up. We already know the planet. So now it's not about dueling. Don't keep saying Gemini's the twin. That's how you're screwing up right now. Don't call Gemini a twin. Call Gemini the Trinity. That's why the Matrix was in front of you. You still didn't see it yet. Go see it. The resurrection is for a reason. Out of the three became four. We know the twins has a Trinity, not a duality. When the twins are with each other, they have a missing entity energy. And that's the highest point that they both can come to. So don't have your children fight each other. Don't say this child is better than that child. Stop that. You're abusing your children in front of them, and they don't like it. So if you don't want no enemy, stop creating them. Ashe.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die.
Others will curse me.